Descriptions or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Time for an Independence Day celebration in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. It comes a day early, July 3rd, but we've got a big crowd on hand, great weather, and we are ready for baseball. It's game 3 of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hi, everybody. Welcome upstairs inside the Czar Law Firm broadcast booth. Andrew Chapman along with Colin Casey. Thanks so much for starting your 4th of July holiday with us at Segra Stadium. This series is all evened up, Colin. The Woodpeckers won big 13-6 on the opener Monday, went right into this series from the Myrtle Beach road trip. So today, the 9th game in 9 days for the Woodpeckers. Cannonballers bounced back yesterday, grabbing an 11-4 victory over the Woodpeckers. The defense struggled. They committed 4 errors, and the Woodpeckers could not ultimately capitalize on 8 walks from the Ballers. So we'll see which side is a little more efficient on the offensive end tonight. The Woodpeckers trying for the upper hand in the series and trying to keep pace with the South Division. It's a close race for the through the first 11 games in those division standings.
Yeah, and it feels like right now the team who's hitting better with runners in scoring position has done the damage. We saw it on Monday when the Woodpeckers cashed in on their opportunities, and Kannapolis responded in due time, cashing in on their chances yesterday. And now we find ourselves in probably one of the most exciting times of the year. 4th of July baseball is always really exciting in the Carolina League. You have the benefit now of one home 4th of July game for the Woodpeckers, then they go on the road to take on the Cannonballers on their turf afterwards in front of a big crowd. And it's always fun to see this time of the year for a number of reasons. You have those big crowds, but also this is where the standings start to take shape in the second half. Of course, we're about 10-11 games into the second half now, and so you've got plenty of time. But at the same time, you don't want to fall too far out of it. Right now, of course, the Woodpeckers right in the thick of things. So is pretty much everyone in the South Division. These next 4, 5, 6 games can really tell us who's going to be contending down the stretch and who might be on the outside looking in.
Our broadcast is live tonight on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB app. If you want to follow along with the radio feed, you can watch the game in HD video quality as well. Bally Live and MILB.TV. Game number 78 of the regular season, home game number 39. It features right-hander Aldrin Bautista getting the start for the Cannonballers. He was acquired by the Chicago White Sox from the Los Angeles Dodgers system. Comes in 6-3 with a 3.32 ERA. And the Woodpeckers go to right-hander Yeriel Santos, 3-4 with a 3.43 ERA. Nearly identical ERAs, Colin, for these two starters. They keep the ball in the park and could have a good battle on the mound to start things out tonight.
Certainly, and Yeriel Santos coming off a pretty solid month of June. He started a little bit better than he finished it, however, had his best outing on the 16th against Salem when he went 5 scoreless and struck out a season-high 7, so he'd like to return to that mark compared to the last couple of outings. But we know that Yeriel Santos at his best is one of the best pitchers on this staff, and there's a lot of guys you can say that against, and this is a staff that also leads the Carolina League in strikeouts. So it's going to be a really fun matchup, and so far the first two games have been a lot of fun. I think we'll see a little bit lower run totals this time around just because of this pitching matchup.
Yeah, it feels like that. The Cannonballers come in 45-32, 4-7 in the second half, but the first half champions in the South, they are playoff bound come September. The Woodpeckers at 35-42, 6-5 in the second half of play. First pitch is around the corner. In the meantime, let's send it down to field level for the singing of the national anthem here at Segra.
National anthem is the Sinan Chapel Singers from the Children's Home and Family Services.
Twilight's last gleaming. Let's hear it for the Sign-In Chapel Singers from the Children's Home and Family Services. And tonight's Sheets Field of Dreams teams, the Blackhawks and the Diamond Dreams Extreme 12 and 14 and under.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run. And full, right one, right field. That ball is gone.
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved. He's saved. He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back. Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers.
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Peckers baseball is live on the air. We are ready to go for Game 3, our 3rd of July Independence Day celebration. It's the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hi again, everybody. Welcome upstairs inside the Czar Law Firm broadcast booth. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. So glad to have you with us on FanvilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB app for our radio feed. Valley Live and MILB.TV to watch tonight's game in HD video quality. Yariel Santos gets the ball tonight for the Woodpeckers, the starter 3-4 with a 3.43 ERA. He's started, he has relieved this year, 16th game and ninth start on the season. 60 1/3 total innings, 35 walks and 66 strikeouts for Yariel Santos, the 20-year-old right-hander out of San Francisco de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Let's meet the starting lineup for the opponent, the Kannapolis Cannonballers, led by second-year manager Pat Leland. Leads off tonight with Riku Nishida. He'll be out in left. Mikey Kane, the second baseman, hits second. And Caden Connor, the first baseman, is third. Arcy Hernandez bats over in the cleanup spot. He's at third base. Rony Hernandez, the catcher, is fifth. George Wolko, sixth in the 7-9. Luis Pineda, Albertson Acien makes his series debut. And rounding it out is the shortstop, Wilbur Sanchez. Riku Nishida climbs into left side, and he is ready to face Yariel. Kulvitz's warm-up tosses the wind, and the first pitch of our ball game comes home. It misses up and outside for ball one at 6:38 p.m. We are officially underway in downtown Fayetteville. Another gorgeous night for baseball, sunny and 88 degrees. We are lucky here at the start of July. Here's a line drive that one hops on the dirt and gets out into right field. By the reach of the starting second baseman, Hansel Villarreal, Riku Nishida starts out this ball game with a base hit. It'll bring up Mikey Kane. And as Kane walks up to the plate, let's work around the new-look Woodpeckers defense in many ways, Colin.
Yeah, certainly is. Coming off a couple of rough outings to start the series. But Bush doing the catching behind the plate. Xavier Cassarella at first. Hansel Villarreal, first professional start at second base. Chase Jaworski at short and Alberto Hernandez at third.
First pitch to Kane is fouled off of Bush's gear, and it's strike one on Kane.
Same look in the outfield, though, for second-year manager Ricky Rivera. Yamal Encarnacion in left, Kenny Gomez in center, Neomar Ochoa Jr. in right.
They've shifted Villarreal. You mentioned his first ever start at second base as a pro towards the middle. A big gap on the right side against Kane. Fastball comes in, and it is called a strike by our home plate umpire tonight, Frank Jones. Jared Neal works the bases, the two-man umpiring crew in black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray pants. The two flip-flopping positions all week. Second game behind the plate for Frank Jones. 0-2 pitch, and Kane strikes out on a Santos changeup. Well located, down and inside, drifting low at 82 miles an hour. And there's one gone in the Kannapolis first. It brings up Caden Connor. For our radio audience tonight, the Cannonballers are in the blues, a blue batting helmet, blue jersey with a red numeral on the back, ballers in white cursive script across the chest. A small red numeral on the left side of the jersey, a red belt with gray pants, and a blue pinstripe down the side of the leg. Meanwhile, the Woodpeckers are in the home whites on this 3rd of July. Slide step home, and the first pitch misses outside to Connor. It's 1-0. The white uniform with Woodpeckers in white outlined in black across the chest, a black numeral outlined in red, as well as a nameplate on the back of the jersey. Black belts with white pants, a black pinstripe, and a high black sock look for Yariel Santos, plus the 4th of July ball caps tonight. The pitch is a called strike, fastball right on the inner third of the zone, and Nishida with a late break gets down to second. I don't know if Bush ever saw him running down to second base, but Nishida swipes the bag and picks up his team-high 31st of the season.
Yeah, he started really, really late. Caught me by surprise that he even went to go, but evidently Bush was not focused on Nasheed at the time.
The 1-1 on Connor misses low and in. Santos spun a breaking ball, and it goes to two balls and a strike. That 4th of July ball cap, though, it features a light gray cap with a navy blue bill, and then the Fayetteville cursive F has the American flag design on the interior of the F. It's a cool look, and you can pick up one yourself at the Bird's Nest team store. Curveball dives low for ball three to Caden Connor, top hitter in the Kannapolis lineup, batting 306 across the season, 4 home runs and 52 RBIs. 58 total hits on the year as well, and a 318 on base percentage coming in. 3-ball count on Caden Connor. Riku Nishida now at second base after his single to right and stolen bag. Out of the stretch, Santos brings it home, and a bouncing ball hit out towards second base. A couple of skips for Casarella, underhands to Santos cutting over. Santos stomps on first, gets the out, and Riku Nishida advances down to third, opposite end of the diamond. It's a productive ground out to advance the runner, and Arxi Hernandez will stand in.
Good job fielding his position by Yariel Santos, knowing he had to hustle to get to the bag and be in position with Casarella playing off there. And Nishida 90 feet away, but all the focus for Yariel now at the plate.
Yariel Santos has a 4-pitch mix, fastball, changeup, curveball, and slider. So your standard 4-pitch repertoire. First pitch to Arxi Hernandez popped up to the right side of the infield. Casarella brings it in with two hands. First baseman makes the catch, and the inning is over. Kannapolis singles to lead things off, but Nishida stranded down at third, and Yariel Santos through a scoreless first inning. We head to the bottom of the first. The Woodpeckers head to the bat rack. Encarnacion, Villarreal, and Gomez get it started in downtown Fayetteville when we return.
It's Bunker! Come on, fans, you can get louder than that. Let's hear it for the best bird in the world, Bunker! Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 6 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, "We want tacos" with me on 3. 1, 2, 3. Aldrin Batista.
Just underway on this 3rd of July in downtown Fayetteville. Cannonballers go scoreless in the top of the first, and switch hitter Yamal Encarnacion leads it off against the Kannapolis starter Aldrin Batista. The first pitch lifted foul and out of play over the third base dugout. Nothing and one on Encarnacion. Hansel Villarreal in the on-deck circle, and then Kenny Gomez, Ochoa, Jaworski, and Santander, the middle three. Casarella, Bush, and Alberto Hernandez round out the starting nine for Ricky Rivera's ball club. 35-42 coming in, 6-5 in the second half of play, and tied for second place in the South Division are the Woodpeckers. Here's the 1-1. It's off the plate outside. Two balls and a strike from Aldrin Batista, converted over to the Chicago White Sox system by way of the Dodgers, traded over from L.A. Here's a shot hit over our broadcast booths. Goes to 2-2. And on the season, 6-3 with a 3.32 ERA. Tonight is 13th game. They've all been starts. One out shy of around 60 innings on the season. 59 2/3 coming in with 26 walks and 64 strikeouts. Misses low with a changeup to Encarnacion. And it fills the count. 4-pitch mix for Batista. Pair of two different fastballs, 4-seam and the 2-seam, plus a changeup and a slider. 3-2, the slider sweeps across the plate and strikes out Encarnacion swinging. One gone for the Woodpeckers. It will bring up Hansel Villarreal. And let's meet the rest of the defense behind Bautista.
Out in the outfield, it's Riku Nishida in left. Albert Simacian makes his series debut in center. George Wolko in right. Arxi Hernandez, the third baseman. Wilbur Sanchez at short. Mikey Kane at second. Caden Connor at first. And Rony Hernandez does the catching.
Villarreal attacks the first pitch and pops it onto the roof. Nothing and one on the starting second baseman, Hansel Villarreal. DH duties and catching duties his entire pro career, but tonight he becomes a middle infielder for the first time. Low and outside pitch, it's one and one on Villarreal, the Venezuela native. What a great start it has been to his single-A career. .366 hitter with an even .500 on-base percentage. Pitch framed just off the outside corner, called a ball, and it goes to 2-1. He has reached base in 26 of his 52 total plate appearances. The 2-1 ripped on a line out into left field. Nishida goes back. He's onto the rim of the warning track and lunges last second to make a catch. Well, Nishida's been playing deep all series, and a couple of times that pre-pitch positioning has come in handy. Villarreal got a lot of it. It falls just short of the wall for out number two. Base is clear, two gone for Kenny Gomez. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first.
Second time in as many nights that Villarreal's hit one pretty well, but Nishida's been well positioned.
First pitch to Gomez, looped foul and over the screen. Nothing in one on the lefty out of Cuba, Kenny Gomez, Woodpeckers hits leader on the season. Aldrin Bautista winds and fires. Gomez scoots out of the way. .244 hitter on the year, Kenny, with 5 home runs and 27 RBIs. Those team high 61 hits and a .321 on base coming in. The righty throws, and the 1-1 misses outside. A changeup to Gomez. Two balls and a strike. He gets ahead.
Ortiz's got that three-quarters delivery where it's not quite sidearm, but he does change the angle a bit.
The leg kick and the pitch, a slider ties up Gomez, bearing in on him. It's a two-ball, two-strike count now. Gomez has gone 2-for-8 at the plate in this series with a double and also a pair of walks. He's driven in a run, an RBI double in the opener on Monday. The 2-2 with two outs. Gomez strikes out, a fastball tipped into the glove. It's a 1-2-3 start for Aldrin Bautista with a pair of strikeouts. No score after one on this July 3rd. Big crowd filing in at Segra Stadium. We go to the second next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
A chance to win 4 VIP tickets to a Woodpeckers game? Well, now's your shot. MILB and Surfside have teamed up for the Surfside Summer Sweepstakes. Scan the QR code on the screen to enter and win 4 VIP tickets. Enjoy a refreshing taste of Surfside while cheering on your hometown team from the best seats in the house. Follow at Drink Surfside on Instagram for more exciting updates. Join the Surfside Wave this season, and let's go Woodpeckers! Fans, if you're feeling the heat, make sure to check out our cooling station located by Bowley's Barbecue on the third base concourse. We'll all be planning out a route. We're gonna take real soon. We're waxing down our surfboard. We can't wait for June. We'll all be gone for the summer. We're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Julio Santos. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Cannonballers, the catcher, number 27, Rony Hernandez.
Both starters go scoreless after one. Third of July game and a big crowd filing in here at Segra Stadium. Rony Hernandez leads it off for the Ballers against Yeriel Santos, and the first pitch of the inning is on a line out to the opposite field. It falls short in front of Encarnacion for a leadoff hit. It's back-to-back leadoff singles to get things started for the Cannonballers. Rony Hernandez picks up his third hit in as many games here in Fayetteville on the week, and it'll be George Wolko to hit with a man on to get things started against Santos. Yariel bounced back quickly after giving up the leadoff single to Nishida in the first inning. He got a strikeout, a ground out, and a pop out to strand Nishida down at third. Out of the stretch, Santos fires, and Wolko, swings over the top of a first pitch curve, nothing and one on the big 18-year-old lefty. Wolko putting up big numbers this week, 4-for-8 here in Fayetteville with a double, a triple, a home run, and a single. He's already hit for the cycle across two games in Fayetteville. Long pause, the 0-1. Another curveball. This one shorts the plate, and it's blocked by Bush. One ball and one strike on Wolko, the Downers Grove, Illinois native.
Back-to-back breaking balls below the zone, so I think the scouting report, the Woodpeckers are abiding by, keep it down against the 6-7 lefty.
Yeah, he's put up some big exit velos on fastballs first two nights of the series. Here's the pitch. Low and outside. Went with a changeup. Two balls and one strike. Six home runs and 11 RBIs for Wolko. Batting .253 with a .350 on base percentage. First time the Woodpeckers have seen him. He was not a part of the roster yet when Fayetteville was in Kannapolis during May. Now the 2-1. Wolko swings early on a breaking ball. That another good pitch by Yariel, staying away from the fastball like you mentioned, Colin, and going all curveball changeup to Wolko. Luis Pineda in the on-deck circle. He's the DH. Infield pulled around slightly to the right. Hernandez off the line from third, closer to short. And here comes the 2-2. Wolko strikes out on an inside breaking ball. Five pitches, all off speed to take care of Wolko. First out and second strikeout for Santos. Here comes Luis Pineda.
It's one thing with Wolko that is still a work in progress. Pretty high strikeout rate across both leagues, the Arizona Complex League and the Carolina League. 73 strikeouts to just 19 walks.
So now Pineda, right-handed hitting DH. He stands in and on the first pitch flinches at a curveball that's called a strike right on the low outside corner. Pineda. Over the series, 1-for-5 with an RBI, but he's struck out in four of his five at-bats. Does enter tonight on a seven-game hitting streak. Middle infield, a double play depth. Here's the pitch. And Pineda swings late on a curve drifting to the outside. Santos has not thrown a fastball to the last two batters, all breaking stuff to Wolko, and two off-speed strikes to Pineda.
Wouldn't be shocked, though, if he cranks up the heat here, maybe sets him up with that breaking stuff away, comes in with a fastball perhaps.
On first is Hernandez after the leadoff single. Middle infield pinching still, the long set, look over the shoulder. Santos comes home with four on the pitch clock, misses just outside with another breaking ball. One ball and two strikes. Pineda, over this seven-game hit streak he's on, he's racked up a ton of hits, 11 hits during the streak. Including an RBI single in the opener on Monday. Four home runs, 21 RBIs on the year. Here's a ground ball pulled to third. Into the glove of Hernandez. The throw to second. The turn to first, and it's in time. Hansel Villarreal helps turn the double play in his first start at second base. Around the horn it goes. And the Woodpeckers out of the inning quickly after the leadoff single. Two scoreless for Santos. We head to the bottom of the second inning. Nothing, nothing. Woodpeckers and Cannonballers back in a moment.
Segra provides Segra Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag GoSegra. Take a look at the video board. These two lucky fans are sitting in the coolest seats in the house. You've won a tumbler courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Hey, happy Independence Day. So cool. All right.
Back on the mound for the Cannonballers, Aldrin Bautista. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the Janny King, cleanup hitter of the game, the right fielder, number 27, Neomar Ochoa Jr.
No score. We're in the bottom of the second. Janny King cleanup hitter Neomar Ochoa Jr. leads it off against Aldrin Bautista. It takes the first pitch, breaking ball low for ball one. It'll be Ochoa, Jaworski, and Santander, the middle three here. Bautista set down the side in order and struck out a pair in the bottom of the first. Pitch outside and low, a 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Bautista. Two balls and no strikes. Works fast, the motion, the pitch, and Ochoa takes a strike on the high inside corner. Ochoa has been one of the Woodpeckers' hottest hitters over the last month. Stands in batting 251, a team-high 7 home runs and 33 RBIs. Swings at a changeup and comes up empty. That was a good one. Low and inside below the zone. Levels the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ochoa 5-for-9 over the last couple of games, a home run and 4 RBIs, and he is an everyday cleanup hitter now for Ricky Rivera and that coaching staff. Takes a slider, low and outside, 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Two pitchers in Santos and Bautista that love to go to that slider down and away to righties as their knockout pitch.
Yeah, we've not seen too much fastball over these first two innings from Santos and Bautista. The kick and the payoff. Ochoa gets a piece of a high fastball, fouls it back into the screen, and keeps the count full.
Good job just getting a piece. That was a great fastball outside part of the plate. Live to see another pitch.
Jaworski on deck, a lefty, and Santander. Infield, outfield, straight up against Ochoa. And here comes another payoff from Bautista. Ochoa strikes out. Inside fastball tied him up. That is a difficult pitch to make contact on. Knee high right off the inside part of the zone at 94 miles an hour. And Bautista cutting right through these Woodpeckers to get the night started. 3 strikeouts over his first 4 faced. And in stands Chase Jaworski.
Bautista, guy who can go deep into ball games. His highest pitch count on the year, 90.
Yeah, so he's stretched out at this point of the year. He has over 60 innings on his arm. Reached exactly 60 when he recorded his first out in the first inning. Up to 61 on the year as Jaworski takes a ball low and in. Next pitch, a little bit low again. 2 balls and no strikes. Chase batting 226 on the season with 3 home runs and 23 RBIs. One more hit to reach around 50 on the season. 49 coming in with a 337 on base. Attempted a wraparound slider, just missed off of the outside corner, and Jaworski can wait for the one he wants. 3 balls, no strikes, 1 out, and the base is empty. We're scoreless in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. Down and in, ball 4. And the Woodpeckers have their first base runner of this ball game. A 4-pitch walk to Jaworski, and they also get their leading base stealer onto the bags. That'll be Juan Santander, the designated hitter who has not played the last couple of nights. Days off on Monday and Tuesday. Series debut here. Santander batting 220, 5 home runs, 25 RBIs, backs away from a first pitch fastball, and it's 1-0. Santander coming off a tough June where he batted just 125. He only had 7 hits across the month, and entering tonight trying to end an 0-for-15 skid. They throw over to first to pick off Jaworski, dives back in. The set and the pitch. High fly hit into the opposite field. Wolko tracks it towards the line, circles in front of the track, and makes the catch at his chest. That's the second out, but good contact for Santander, something to build off of as the night carries on. 2 outs for Xavier Cassarella, Jaworski holding at first.
Another breaking pitch outside part of the plate. Teased for the most part early in counts, keeping it away, and then we saw earlier in the inning against Ochoa, that's when he started to run the fastball in once he had 2 strikes. So maybe something to pick up on first time through the order if you're Fayetteville.
So here's Cassarella. He takes strike 1. First 2 games of this series have been defined by early scoring. But as we sort of predicted in the pregame show, a couple of efficient outgetters on the mound today. It's all starters early on. Batista and Santos. Here's a line drive yanked foul down the left field side on the 0-1 pitch. And Cassarella quickly in an 0-2 hole. Xavier with a quiet start to the series on Monday night, went 0-for-5 with four strikeouts. Got the day off on Tuesday, returns to the lineup here tonight. Nothing in two with two outs. The pitch is hit softly out towards short. Scooped by Sanchez, throws to first, and it's in time to get Cassarella. That'll end the Woodpeckers' second inning. Jaworski left stranded after a one-out walk. And Batista threw a pair of scoreless innings. Nothing, nothing. Woodpeckers and Cannonballers heads to the third on this 3rd of July in downtown Fayetteville. You're tuned in to Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Independence Day edition.
She was singing in my ear, you would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Okay. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to
walk out.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Uriel Santos. Leading off the top of the
Albertson Asian leads off the top of the third inning. Uriel Santos, Aldrin Batista, both scoreless through two innings, and we carry on to the third. And now to take you through the action, let's send it over to Colin Casey for the play-by-play.
Thank you so much, Andrew Chapman, and a happy 4th of July to you as well. Well, we expected this to be a low-scoring affair, and so far that's what we've gotten through two innings. Asian takes strike one on the outside corner. Albertson Asian, formerly with the Boston Red Sox organization, spent two seasons there before departing from Boston and signing on with the other pair of Sox, the White Sox. Swings and misses, and Santos quickly ahead on the Puerto Plata Dominican Republic native. Asian in his first year in the White Sox org, he spent all 50 games with Kannapolis. .235 batting average, four homers, 30 runs batted in. Santos with the 0-2 cue shot foul towards the Woodpeckers on deck circle. Sean does have a .351 on base percentage, has drawn plenty of walks, 28 of them, to go along with his 44 hits. 0-2 again. This is down and in, a changeup. Santos, with his second outing against Kannapolis this year, his first here at Segra Stadium, is 1-2. Excuse me, check swing, and Asian floats it foul to the right. But Santos got the start and went two innings against the Cannonballers and didn't give up a run. The problem was the rain came, and that shortened his outing. It was looking like a good one for Yerio. Goes to the fastball, sails it high at 93. That was a weather-filled series at Atrium Health Ballpark back in May. Rain throughout the week. 2-2, a line shot, and Alberto Hernandez can't get there. It rolls past him into left field. Asian going to try to stretch it into a double. Throw comes rolling in, and the former Red Sox outfielder has a leadoff double. for Sheehan, his fifth of the season.
Well, Yariel Santos used to pitching out of the stretch tonight. That's the third straight inning. The Cannonballers have started it out with a hit. This time, though, it comes with extra bases. So Yariel will have to once again keep tabs on his runners and got a double play ball last time around, see if he can continue to use the defense behind him.
Sheehan can run pretty well on top of that. 19 stolen bases in 23 tries. He leads off of second. First pitch to Wilbur Sanchez. Misses down and in. Sanchez, back in the ninth spot, had a big hit in the sixth inning yesterday, a two-run single that essentially put the game on ice in the 11-4 victory for Kannapolis. 1-0 is hit to third. Hernandez picks it up, throws on to Cassarella for the out. No advance from Sheehan. Doctor ordered for Santos. One away, still a runner at second. And here comes Riku Nishida. Hits in all three innings so far for Kannapolis. Fayetteville still searching for their first hit. Nishida led off the ball game with a single into right, and he will take ball one low and outside. Nishida, the Carolina League leader in walks, runs, on base percentage, and he's second in hits, trailing only his teammate, Caden Connor. Swings through with that fastball, and Santos, the 1-1 count. Former Oregon Duck, taking the 11th round of last year's draft. 1-1, and Nishida sprinting out of the box, trying to wrap that one into right field, but he's way out in front of another off-speed. 1-for-6 ball game yesterday in the leadoff spot. Series opener on Monday, he reached base three times, scored twice. Sheehan leads off of second, one away here in the top of the third. 1-2. Chopped up the middle, long ways for Villarroel. An off-balance throw, it's in the dirt. Would have been late anyways, knocked down by Cassarella. Sheehan advances to third, and they're at the corners with two down. It's a good backhanded play by Hansel Villarroel, making his first professional start at second base, but even a seasoned second baseman could be a tough play with the speedy Nishida going down the line.
Yeah, unlikely you're getting that out regardless, but those are the types of plays we're interested in seeing tonight with Villarreal. Not so much the straight-up ground balls, but turning a double play, which he's done tonight, and then also those ground balls that make him show off a little bit of that range.
Already a multi-hit game for Riku Nishida. He leads off of first, a Sheehan off of third. First pitch from Santos to Mikey Kane is sent in the air right side of the infield. Villarroel underneath it, and he's got it for the second out. Santos gets a timely pop out, and with two down, Caden Connor will step in. Carolina League leader in hits. Golden chance to give Kannapolis the opening run for the third consecutive game in this series. The Ballers just scored in the top of the first inning on Monday and Tuesday. Held scoreless, though, through the first two frames so far tonight. First pitch to Connor. Nishida on the move, down in the dirt. Bush won't have a chance. Riku Nishida with his second stolen base of the ball game. So two in scoring position with two away. Connor grounded out to first in his first AB. Pitch is grounded to second. Villarroel knocks it down, but it sneaks by him. Nishida will come in behind a Sheehan, and two runs score on the play. Caden Connor put it in play. Good things happened. It's a 2-0 lead for the Ballers. Villarroel got over there, got a glove on it. Could not complete the play.
Boy, it's sure finding him a lot tonight. This game never fails. You get your first start at second base, and it all starts coming your way. The lefties are pulling it to him, and that was a tough play off to his left. Tried to slide and got a glove on it, but ricochet brings home a pair. Tough break for the Woodpeckers. They do flash a hit on the board.
So two-run single for Caden Connor. Gives Kannapolis the early advantage for the third straight night. Arxi Hernandez, 0-1 count on him. Got yesterday off. Popped out in his first AB tonight. Santos, fastball a little bit low. Third of July crowd still filing in here at Segres Stadium. Nearly filled to capacity as a breaking ball down and away gets through Bush to the backstop. Up 90 feet goes Connor. Be a wild pitch on Santos. Connor, the 19th round pick in last year's draft out of Cal State Fullerton, and he's now over at second base with Hernandez, the international free agent signing in 2020. With a 2-1 count, two away, and he hits this one well down the left field line. It will fall, and Encarnacion will have to chase it down against the fence. Connor comes in to score. It's an RBI double for Arxi Hernandez, and Kannapolis has exploded for a trio of runs in this third inning, 3-0. Fourth hit of the frame for the Ballers.
Boy, things have really taken a turn on Yariel here with two outs, and this is not the first time that the Ballers have found a way to piece together a two-out rally. They were able to do it last night and again tonight. They start to put the ball in play and find the holes. So Zach Wilkins going to go out there, have a chat with Yariel, and just try and focus him in against a guy in Rony Hernandez who singled against him last time around.
Right now we're seeing the depth of that Kannapolis lineup. It really was their offense that was the story in the first half when they took home the South Division title. The Woodpeckers saw it firsthand in their series back in May when Kannapolis took 5 of 6, including a 22-run outburst at one point at Atrium Health Ballpark. An early 3-0 advantage for the White Sox affiliate. First pitch to Rony Hernandez, misses downstairs. Hernandez hit one well his first time around, singled. Was dispatched in an inning-ending double play in the second. One-oh, good fastball from Yariel on the outside corner. Arxi Hernandez leads off of second, the 1-1. Low in the dirt, but a good stop by Bush prevents it from going to the backstop. Kannapolis, 45-32. Their record on the year, 13 games above 500, but just 4-7 in the second half so far. Fayetteville, 35-42, 6-5 in the second half. Long pause by Santos, and he finally steps off. Comes to the belt. His 2-1. Fastball down and in. No walks yet for Yariel today. To avoid that first one here. Dangerous George Wolko waiting on deck. The delivery is hit in the air, back towards our direction, and this one will land on the concourse. Good job by Brett Burke down there, directing traffic, making sure no one got hit.
Yeah, he's got to make sure the line stays short tonight and the folks don't get hit by a foul ball.
Busy day for concessions. Payoff is struck out towards left center field. Kenny Gomez waiting for it to come down. He has it, and the inning is over. But Cannonballers send seven men to the plate. They get a two-run single from Caden Connor and an RBI double from Arxi Hernandez after 2.5 from Segres Stadium. Ballers 3, Woodpeckers nothing. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Make some noise to let us know where you're sitting. We'd also like to give a special shout out to everyone celebrating their birthday with us tonight, including two special people who are with our very own T. Bryant on the dugout. Take it away, T.
All right, so you guys know I love birthdays, and we've got Jared, who is 11, and Joel, who is 9, all right? And they're celebrating their birthdays with us. So on the count of three, we've got a special birthday song for them. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to.
Come on, you can do better than that. There we go. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to, happy birthday, Joel and Jared. It's a national holiday, boys, so celebrate it well.
Back on the mound for the Cannonballers, Aldrin Bautista. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 31, Will Bush.
Third of July from Segra Stadium, and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers are chasing a three-run deficit. 3-0 the lead for Kannapolis. First pitch from Aldrin Bautista. Fastball misses in on Will Bush. Bush, the catcher tonight, hitting 194 on the year, 3 homers, 27 runs batted in. 1-0. Fastball in again. All three of Butch's home runs this year have come in this ballpark. 306 on base percentage for the Texan. Another one inside, and that one nearly got Bush. So Batista's command a bit off to open up this third inning. Two scoreless so far for the Dominican-born right-hander. Just the one walk surrender. That was to Jaworski. 3-0. Outside. Ball four. It's Will Bush. Didn't see a single competitive pitch in that at-bat. He's down to first. First time tonight, Woodpeckers have had the leadoff man on.
There's been a couple of freebie base runners so far. The Jaworski walk, the Bush walk. Drew 8 walks last night. Just weren't able to capitalize on all those free base runners. That'll be a big key tonight when you find yourself trailing by three. You got to bring these walks, bring them home.
There's Alberto Hernandez, multi-hit game yesterday in the 9th spot. Takes strike one. That one's in there. Alberto is driven in runs in each of his last 3 games. No Woodpecker this year has had an RBI in 4 straight, so something to monitor. Late swing on the fastball in tight, and Hernandez falls behind, nothing in two. And same can actually be said for Will Bush, who's standing at first base. RBIs in 3 straight for the Fayetteville catcher as well. Batista with 3 strikeouts already. Make it 4. Fastball at the top of the zone, and Hernandez is frozen. He goes down on 3 pitches, 1 down. Fastball's been well located, and he's got 2 different ones, Batista, the 4-seamer and the 2-seam. That one looked more of the latter kind. A lot of break to it late. About 8 inches. First pitch to Yumal Encarnacion, popped up to the left. Arxi Hernandez gives it a look, and it'll land in the seats in section 115. Yumal struck out swinging his first time up against Aldrin Bautista, coming off a 4-walk performance yesterday. Just the 2nd Woodpecker to accomplish that feat this year. 0-1, backdoor breaking ball stays outside. Been everything you could ask for out of a leadoff hitter over the last few weeks. 1-1, And a line shot over the third baseman's head into left field. Nishida picks it up quickly. Up to second base goes Will Bush. And Yamal Encarnacion has the first hit of the ball game for the Woodpeckers. Two on and one out.
Just glad Yamal's getting something to swing at tonight. He drew four walks yesterday. Did a lot of watching, a lot of spectating in that left side. Tonight squares it up. Three hits over his last four games, and he's a guy that can string them together.
39th hit of the season in single-A for Yamal. Spent a few weeks in high-A as well. Ansel Villarroel takes a slider down and outside. So for the first time tonight, a little bit of pressure on the Kannapolis starter, Batista. Hasn't had to work from the stretch much, and now he's got two runners to contend with. It is 1-0. Villarroel way out in front of the breaking ball. Ansel hit it well his first time up, struck it out to deep left field, but Nishida tracked it down. One. Slicing swing, and Villarroel sends it to the right. Chappie mentioned, reached base in one out of every two plate appearances coming into tonight. Six multi-hit games. And that batting average now at .357. Still looking for his first single-A home run, though. Bush bouncing off of second, the 1-2. Villarroel late once again. Lights have popped on here at Segra Stadium, but we still got a good hour left of sun. Fair skies, but a lot of blue just above the diamond. 1-2, Villarroel, hot shot to second. Kane has it, throws to second for one. Close play at first, and Villarroel is out on the double play. Good turn by the Cannonballers. 4-6-3 ends the inning, and Batista gets the big pitch to get out of the jam. We've played three full from Segra. 3-0 Kannapolis on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's time for the Fayetteville Regional Airport Luggage Race. Let's head down to T. Bryant, who's with our contestants. Take it away, T.
All right, Russ and George, they're ready to take a trip this holiday weekend. But first, you've got to get dressed and pack your luggage and make it to the airport to catch your flight. All right, so on your marks, get set, let's go. Hey, crowd, I can't hear you. Make some noise for George and Russ. All right, they got to get dressed. They're ready. Let's go. Come on, George. You're struggling a little bit, buddy. Let's go. You can do it. Pack those bags. Zip that suitcase up and roll it on down. Let's go, Russ. You got it. Come on, Jace. All right, crowd. Cheer more. Let's go. Hey, Russ had a strategy. He was like, you know, I'm going to take my shoes off. There we go. Let's give it up for Russ and George, everyone. Great job.
Get that money, honey, act like you know. Mama, I like how you dance, the way you fit in them pants. Into the flow, take it low, girl, do it again. You know I love that. Now where them girls at? It's Diddy, Murphy, Lee, and Nelly.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Uriel Santos.
We got another one player from New York to the dirty. How they loving it, play. Baby, you impressive. Let's get to know each other. You the best of the best.
Fourth inning here at Segra Stadium. Woodpeckers trail 3-0. Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman, happy to have you as you kick off your Independence Day festivities. 4th of July, just hours from now. Plenty of fireworks on the way here at Segra Stadium. Breaking ball to George Wolko is in there for a strike. Yariel Santos looking to turn things around after surrendering three runs in the third inning. He's already given up six hits. Pitch number 49 from Yariel, and Wolko goes down and chases after it. Seen Santos keep it below the zone against Wolko. Top 20 prospect in the White Sox system and powerful 18-year-old drafted in the seventh round out of high school last year. From the windup, the 0-2. Wolko strikes out. Santos pulled the string, changeup outside part of the plate. George Wolko strikes out for the second time tonight. Third punch out for Santos overall.
First couple nights of this series, Wolko ambushing Fayetteville pitching. Took just a moment to gain a scouting report on him, and here third night seeing him. A lot more off-speed breaking balls, and it's been effective.
Luis Pineda, the batter, gets a slider down and away. Grounded to a double play to end the second inning. The 1-0. Up and away. Woodpeckers will be heading to Kannapolis tomorrow. Complete their series with the Cannonballers. Three games at Atrium Health Ballpark, and we'll be on the road as well. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Radio Network, live at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. I'll have you covered for those three games. Pineda head 3-0. These two teams will have one final series against one another here at Segra Stadium, all six games in August. Taking all the way, Pineda watches ball four. First walk allowed by Yariel Santos, and the Kannapolis DH take off the batting gloves and head on down to first. Brings up Albertson Asian, doubled to lead off that third inning. Sian got out in front of a fastball and yanked it into left field. One of two extra base hits so far for Kannapolis. First pitch is in there for a strike. Well, this day in Woodpeckers history, we're going to take you back to last year, July 3rd, 2023. These two teams, coincidentally enough, were playing on the 3rd of July here at Segra Stadium. Santos is 0-1. Breaking ball misses inside. And, Chappie, you'll remember this game quite well. It was return of Tyler Whitaker. And in his second at-bat since coming off the injured list for a little over a month, deposited a three-run home run over the Woodpeckers' bullpen. Woodpeckers took a 7-0 lead and ended up winning the ball game 8-7 over Kannapolis. 2-1 the count.
Yeah, that was a standout game in Whitaker's Woodpecker career. He was coming back from, I think it was a wrist injury that cost him a couple of months. And I even recall you pregame saying, I feel good about Whitaker going deep tonight in his return. And sure enough, that he did.
2-1. Breaking ball outside. A take from Asian. And he did not stay very long after that. Continued to hit well for the next couple of weeks. And eventually Houston decided they'd seen enough. Sent him out west to Asheville. That's where he's been since. 3-1 from Santos, fouled back, full count. Third round pick in the 2021 draft by Houston. His first overall selection in that year's draft, the two forfeited draft picks. Played plenty of games here in this stadium and was certainly a fan favorite. 3-2, runner on the move. Asian strikes out swinging. Throw down by Bush. The tag, not quite in time. Luis Pineda just got the hand in there. Wait a minute. We got batter's interference, so this inning will be over.
Wow.
There was a lot of contact. And Frank Jones, the home plate umpire, made sure to let everyone know that there was batter's interference. So on top of the strikeout, runner also out. And the inning is over. A quick word from manager Pat Leland with Jones, but he heads back to the dugout. So does the rest of the Woodpeckers defense. We try to chase back those three runs they lost. 3-0 Kannapolis. We go to the bottom of the fourth next.
Extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, caress the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bulls out, the kid don't play. If there was a problem, you
yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Fans, it's time for the Blanton's Frozen T-Shirt Contest. Let's head down to the dugout with T. Bright. Take it away, T.
All right, we've got Candace and D here. It is hot out here, so these frozen T-shirts are going to feel real, real good, right? So, y'all ready? The first to get it on wins. On your mark, get set, give yourself some space. Let's go. Let's see what you got. Now, you're going to get a little wet there on the front row, but it'll feel good, I promise, right? All right, so now this is time, so try to get unthawed the best that you can. There you go, Candace. There you go, Queen. Come on, you got it. You got it. That's what I'm talking about. Come on, what's up, D? Come on, you can't get it? Come on, Candace, let's go. All right, let's start the countdown at 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who's close? Oh, he is. All right, we'll give it to Dean. All right, give it up for Dean and Candace, everybody. Great job.
Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 14, Kenny Gomez.
Kenny Gomez swings and misses at the first pitch of the bottom of the fourth inning from Kannapolis starter Aldrin Batista. It's been terrific so far. Three scoreless, just the one hit allowed. And the Dominican Republic native misses inside with the fastball on Gomez, the Cuban. Kenny struck out swinging his first time up against Batista, one of four strikeouts so far for the right-hander, formerly of the Los Angeles Dodgers organization. 1-1, and Gomez ropes it into center field. A little bit of a bad jump on it by the center fielder to see, and when he recovers, tracks it down in the alleyway for the first out. So Gomez moves to 0-2. Up comes Naomar Ochoa Jr. He struck out his first time up. And he will take strike one right down the middle. Ochoa coming into tonight's game, hitting .316 with four homers and 10 runs batted in since the start of the second half back on June 21st. 1-1 the count. Sometimes it just clicks when you're a teenager playing at this level. We've seen it time and time again. Pop up left side, Arxi Hernandez runs out of room, lands out of play. It was a case for Whitaker, who we talked about in the top half of the inning. Saw it for Luis Baez quicker than most last year. Learning curve is certainly different from one guy to the next, but Ochoa swings and misses. Chases a fastball up and outside. Fifth strikeout for Batista, and there are quickly two down in the fourth. Speaking of teenagers, here comes Chase Jaworski. He's another guy who's been starting to figure it out after he missed a few games due to an injury, a finger injury he suffered in the series finale against Delmarva. Fouls off the first pitch, 0-1. Has not deterred him neither at the plate nor on the base paths, which is where the injury occurred. Chase takes strike two. Still seeing him be as aggressive taking bags as he was pre-injury, and a lot of doubles since his return. Hits this one on the ground, foul, up along first.
He's got three doubles over his last four games, and just the other night he went from second to third, stole the bag, dove headlong into third base, and it was great to see him with the confidence and feeling comfortable to do that, because that's the exact play he hurt the finger on.
0-2, this is up and outside. It always helped, too, to see mom and dad in attendance last week in Myrtle Beach. Always good to see the family. Not a bad spot for them to come out to and see their son play. Turn it into a vacation. Fouled straight back. Stays 1-2.
Those broadcasters turned it into a vacation.
Did we ever?
By the pool by day, at the ballpark by night. Great trip.
Sam Wiederhaf's got that all year long down in Myrtle. The 1-2. Pitch misses outside.
I was bummed you got sunburned after 2 days.
Were you surprised?
I wasn't surprised, but I was bummed because it limited your fun the rest of the trip.
Yeah. In fairness, I probably could have toughed it out a little more than I did. 2-2. Jaworski lunges and pops it up, heading towards short. But it'll be the third baseman, Hernandez, to make the catch as Wilbur Sanchez playfully smacked him on the way by, saying, I could have had that one. Regardless, it's a 1-2-3 fourth for Batista and the Ballers, who lead 3-0 over Fayetteville. Top of the fifth next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Coldwell Banker Advantage, Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. That's the power of love. That's the power of love. Kiss Cam. First time you feel it, Kiss Cam. Next time you feel it in my Kiss Cam. Do be glad, baby, when you find Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Don't need no credit card to ride this train. Kiss Cam. It can be cruel sometimes, but it might just Kiss Cam. They say that all in love Kiss Cam. Yeah, but you don't care. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Oh my. Feel the power of love. Feel the power of love. Can you feel it? Kiss Cam.
Time 3rd of July crowd on hand for this Wednesday night affair in downtown Fayetteville. 3-0 Woodpeckers trail the Cannonballers. Yarrell Santos back on the mound and Andrew Chapman back on the play-by-play.
All right, thanks, Colin. Yeah, great to see so many Woodpeckers fans coming out to the park tonight. For some fans, first night out at the ballpark. This is the game you want to attend, the big fireworks show after the game. Next pitch popped up by Sanchez and out of play. Even saw a couple of Cannonballers hats around the park. That's all right. We welcome everybody. Woodpeckers will be on the road tomorrow night in Kannapolis for the final three games of this series going through Saturday. The wind and the 1-1 from Yariel. Swung on and missed. Sanchez underneath a breaking ball. And it goes to 1-2. A quiet series for Wilbur Sanchez, 1-for-10 outside of a big swing yesterday, a two-run single, all a part of the 11-4 victory, but he struck out in six of his 10 at-bats so far. The 1-2 pitch runs outside, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Last time out in Kannapolis, the Woodpeckers lost 5 of 6, but here at home on the week, one game per side, a level series going into today. And here's the 2-2. Down and inside, a changeup missed. Santos with 4 strikeouts, 1 walk through 4 innings of work. A batter's interference call on a strikeout helped him out to close the 4th inning. Acien struck out. He also obstructed Will Bush trying to throw down with Pineda stealing, and Pineda ruled out as well. Here comes the payoff pitch. Wrapped foul over towards the third base dugout. Stays where it is at 3-2.
I've noticed throughout the year that Santos really good at, even in days where he doesn't have his best stuff, minimizing damage. We'll see if he can do that to close out his night tonight.
Well, he's only given up those 2 home runs all season, which is big. He keeps the ball in the park. 3 runs coming home in the 3rd for Kannapolis. Fastball misses up and outside, and Santos issues the leadoff walk. 2nd walk for Santos in the 4th inning tonight, where Kannapolis has put the leadoff man on, and they'll have to contend with all of Wilbur Sanchez's speed during this season head-to-head. Sanchez has stolen 2 bases over the span of 4 games, and he's on to lead off the 5th. Back to the top of the order, here is Riku Nishida. Nishita 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. He's also stolen two bases and scored a run. First pitch misses outside. The Woodpeckers bullpen is active. Got a left-hander up and warming out there in the pen. Looks to be Colby Lankford, only lefty on the roster. Now the 1-0. It's down in the dirt, blocked by Bush. Santos shorted a curveball a bit. And Riku Nishita gets ahead. Two balls and no strikes.
Not surprised to see that jersey and those pants already dirtied up for Riku. He's got to be a clubby's worst nightmare, the way he plays the game.
Yeah, he's a high-energy player and just makes stuff happen on the infield. Pitch up and outside, and Santos starting to lose a little bit of feel here. Walk Sanchez, falls behind Nishita, three balls and no strikes. Risk of putting the first two batters on to begin this fifth inning in a 3-0 game. Kind of a tipping point with the Woodpeckers' offense pretty quiet, held to just one hit over the first four against Bautista. Spinning a throw over, a sidearm throw gets by Casarella and goes all the way to the rain tarp. Sanchez to his feet, hustles down to second base. And Yariel Santos commits the first error of the game. He threw sidearm. He really lowered his throwing slot and wildly flung it over to Casarella. Xavier got tied up with the runner Sanchez diving back into the bag as well. He couldn't pick the short hop. And an E1 is the Woodpeckers' eighth error across the last three games. They committed four yesterday, three in the opener on Monday. And an E1 there gets the runner into scoring position. Now a 3-0 pitch to Nishida. And it clips the outside corner. A 91-mile-per-hour fastball for strike one. Nishida will call for time and step out here. His two hits tonight have jumped him to 4-for-12 in the series. So a good start over these first 2.5 games. An RBI and a walk as well. He's only struck out once. Really shortens up when he has two strikes on him. A 3-1 count here. The pitch squares to bunt. Shoots it foul straight back towards our press box.
This time it hit off the facade of the press box, so no play to be had. But our own Evan Plant made a catch over in his chair a couple of rooms to the right.
Yeah, that was great. He had quick reflexes yesterday. You rarely get one in the booth here, but he was ready. So now a 3-2 count on Nishita. Keeps those feet really close in the left side. Just throws the barrel at the baseball. Next pitch shot foul over the press box again. And it stays 3-2. Last thing Santos wanted here was to get into a long battle with his pitch cap looming here right up against that ceiling. 73 pitches. And Nishita ready to see a seventh pitch in this at bat. Sanchez off a second. And here comes the 3-2. Nishita pops it up over the third base stands and out towards the concourse.
I don't know if I've ever seen him get out after reaching a full count, ever.
Yeah, I mean, he worked a 13-14 pitch at bat, multiple at bats over 10 pitches when we were in Kannapolis back in May. And it's just such a quick flick of the wrists, and he just throws the bat at the baseball. Payoff again. And a high breaking ball just missed. A good take. That's ball four. And back-to-back walks for Yariel Santos. This one on eight pitches. No doubt has his night in jeopardy. Will Bush is going out to the mound to buy a little bit of time for a right-hander who's now throwing out there. You had Lankford, the lefty, warming for a bit. The Woodpeckers want to wait until the later innings to get Lankford into this game. That's Wilmy Sanchez who's now throwing. And Santos maybe granted the chance to face one more batter. We'll talk it over on how they want to go about Mikey Kane. First and second, the runners, nobody out. And Kannapolis threatening to add to their 3-0 lead.
Well, to Ariel's credit, with Kane up, there's been multiple times where there's been a man in the scoring position, and Santos has gotten that out. So trying to do a third straight time here, and it's a big out considering who's looming behind Kane.
So Mikey Kane stands in 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a pop out to second, a double steal. Bush fires the throw down to second. Villarreal slaps the tag on Nishida, and they got him. What a strike by Will Bush. He catches Nishida, who is going for his third stolen base. They opt to go after the trailing runner. Sanchez makes it to third. And now the infield plays shallow with one out. Kane is ready. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a pop out. Next pitch. Down and outside. Sliding stop by Bush, and the count goes to 1-1.
We'll certainly take that if you're Yariel. Now, on top of that, you get one additional out, regardless of what happens in this AB. But end up going 4 2/3, make Wilmy's job easier if he's the one who comes in behind him.
And now a fly ball pulled down the left field side. This is trouble towards the pole, and it is gone. Mikey Kane wraps a two-run home run around the left field foul pole, and Kannapolis up 5-0 in the top of the fifth. He got a change up dead center down the middle of the plate, and Kane did not miss it. It's his fifth home run of the season, RBIs number 11 and 12 to give the Cannonballers the big advantage.
Textbook mistake pitch. Couldn't have come at a worse time for Santos, trying to close out his outing on a high note, but instead we'll be heading back to the dugout with a pretty sour taste in his mouth.
So just the third home run that Yariel Santos has given up all season. He's done an exceptional job at keeping the ball in the park, but Kane leaves the building, and Santos leaves the game with one out in the top of the fifth. Starter departs. Wilmy Sanchez comes on out of the Fayetteville bullpen. We'll tell you about him in a moment. This pitching change brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto. When it's time for a change, it's time to go to Black's Tire and Auto. 5-0 Kannapolis, back in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, this Woodpeckers call to the bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Services. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number 36, Wilmy Sanchez.
Le puse tu mano a Dios y la vuelta se me dio porque yo estoy bendecido. Han tratado de meterme el pie pa' que resbale y no han podido.
Todo lo que soñaba ayer hoy en día lo estoy viviendo. A veces no sé pa' dónde ir, pero no olvido de dónde vengo. Y yo siempre le doy gracias a Dios por todas las cosas que tengo. Entre tanta gente falsa, yo real me mantengo.
Wilmy Sanchez enters the game for the Woodpeckers. He comes out of the bullpen behind Yariel Santos. After Santos goes 4 1/3, but gives up the two-run home run to Mikey Kane that ends his night. Now Caden Connor into the left side. Swings and hits one off the end of the batter. Roller left side. Jaworski can't reach it, ranging over. Scoots by him and gets into shallow left. And Caden Connor comes up with the slow rolling single. Too far to the left for Alberto Hernandez. Too far to the right for Chase Jaworski. And it's a single against Sanchez to keep the Kannapolis hit train rolling. 5 runs now on 7 hits.
89 hits on the year now for Caden Connor. That's incredible. Just into the start of July.
The top hitters in the Carolina League this season. 2-for-3 on the game. Here's Arxi Hernandez, who came up with an RBI double with 2 outs back in the third. Backs away from an inside pitch from Wilmy at 94. And it's 1 ball and no strikes. Final line for Wilmy Sanchez tonight has him at 4 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs all earned. A called strike and a back pick going up the first baseline. Runner dives back in. Connor is safe. Three walks and four strikeouts for Yeriel Santos, and he's on the hook for a potential losing decision tonight. Would be his fifth of the year if the Woodpeckers can't come back and level this game down 5-0 in the top of the fifth. Here's the set in the 2-0. And it's dumped foul right back into the screen. 2-1 on RC Hernandez. Ronnie Hernandez on deck. George Wolko in the hole. So you have some dangerous hitters coming up. Last thing you want is to have multiple runners on for Wolko standing in the hole with the way he's been hitting over the first two games. RC Hernandez now 2-for-6 in the series with his RBI double. And here's the 2-1. The runner's going. Pitch is outside. Bush's throw down. Gets loose. And Connor's in there safely. Looked like Villarreal had the ball in his glove for a moment. Might have been jarred loose on the slide from Caden Connor.
Yeah, ended up on the fly going right to Chase Jaworski's glove. He tried to apply the tag after. Maybe Connor popped up off the bag, but kept his foot on. Ends up being a stolen base.
Sanchez will step off, working on a 3-1 count with RC Hernandez. Here's the 2-2, and it misses up and outside. Fills the count on Hernandez. Roni on the on-deck circle. Wilmy Sanchez on the season. He's 0-1 with a 4.34 ERA. 19th relief appearance tonight out of the Fayetteville bullpen. 29 total innings, 23 walks, and a stretch of 38 strikeouts. Carries a 1.62 whip. Hernandez with a fly out into the opposite field. Ochoa drifts over to his left, squares it up, makes the catch. Connor bluffs a tag at second. Throw will go to third and hold the runner. Ochoa showing off the arm strength, making it all the way over there on a fly. Second out of the inning. It'll bring up Ronnie Hernandez with Connor at second base. Two runs home on the two-run home run. Cannonballers out in front, 5-0.
Feels like ever since the back-to-back assists out in right field against Salem for Naomar Ochoa Jr., teams around the Carolina League have shown plenty of respect to his arm strength.
Ronnie Hernandez 1-for-2 with a single back in the second. Sanchez fires. Draws a check swing on a breaking ball. Frank Jones says he went too far. Hernandez with a chance at a multi-hit game today. He has three of those over his last five coming in, so he's had a nice little stretch at the back end of June and start of July. Now 3-for-12 in the series with an RBI and a couple of strikeouts. The 0-1. Out across the plate. Good changeup. Drifting in there from Wilmy at 87 miles an hour, and quickly nothing and two on Ronnie Hernandez. Trying to get the final couple of outs in this fifth behind Yeriel Santos. Limit any further damage. Kanapolis with three in the third, two in the fifth. The 0-2. Little bit low, framed by Bush on a 96-mile-per-hour fastball. One of Wilmy's quickest yet. It was a 50-50 pitch right at the bottom of the zone, according to Stadium Hawkeye. Look to second, the 1-2. And it's flied foul off to the left towards the train tracks. These Cannonballers hitters have been really pesky with two strikes. That was something they did well in May when the Woodpeckers were out on the road in Kannapolis. They refused to go down in two-strike counts. And again here tonight, battling and lengthening out the at-bats. Look to second, the 1-2. Low and outside. Two balls and two strikes on Hernandez. George Wolko would be next if the inning carries on. Fayetteville, this is a big out here. You don't want Wolko coming up with multiple runners on. 2-2 break even. Runs upstairs. Sanchez overthrew that one a bit at 95 miles an hour. Fills it up. Three balls and two strikes. The Packers have walked three and struck out four at this stage of the game. Colby Langford continuing to loosen out in that left field bullpen. He'll likely be out there on the mound come the top of the sixth, working in the tandem today with Yeriel. 3-2 payoff. A line drive pulled out into right field. It sinks down in front of Ochoa. They're waving the runner around. Ochoa's throw to the plate knocks Bush down, and the run scores. That throw was a strong one from Ochoa coming in from right, but it ran up on Will Bush. He tried to corral it with the body and fell backwards. Unable to make a tag on Caden Connor, he comes home on the RBI single from Ronnie Hernandez to make it 6-0 Cannonballers.
That's a gutsy send by Patrick Leland over at third. I was really shocked to see him wave Connor in, but throw was a little bit up the line. Bush couldn't get it on the hop, and that's all Connor really needed to come in.
So Kannapolis with their second three-run inning of the night. Three home, and now it's Wolko. Takes the first pitch low and inside. One ball and no strikes. Wolko's been quiet today. Four hits across the first two games of the series, but 0-for-2 tonight. Couple of strikeouts. Next pitch called a strike. It was right at the top of the zone. That was in there. Wolko does not agree, but Hawkeye had that one squarely in the zone. Infield pulled around to the right. Hernandez towards short. Jaworski up the middle. Next pitch down in the dirt. Bush fumbling with it for a moment, but they're calling a balk here. They're calling a balk, and Ronnie Hernandez will be granted second base. I don't think Wilmy Sanchez set long enough. He tried to quick pitch Wolko. And gets hit with the balk. That's the third balk called on Wilmy Sanchez this year. 1-1 the pitch. Good breaking ball bearing in on Wolko. Gets him swinging and missing. So one ball and two strikes. Saw Wolko connect for a 114-mile-per-hour foul ball yesterday, and he followed it up in the same at-bat with a 109-mile-per-hour triple into the gap. Takes a pitch here for strike three. Breaking ball right down the center. And Wolko down on strikes for a third time. It ends the fifth. Once again, Kannapolis sends 8-7 batters to the plate and scores three runs, two against Santos, one against Sanchez. And they're out in front 6-0 after 4.5 tonight in Fayetteville. Bottom fifth next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Woodpecker fans, it's time for the Village Family Dental Trike Race. Let's go down to T. Bright with our contestants. Take it away, T.
We got Troy, Jacob, and Nathan. And you guys ready? On your mark. Get set. Let's go. Come on, crowd. Make some noise. They're off to a slow start, but they're going. Troy said he was going to win this one, and he's in. But here comes Jacob on the outside. Come on. Let's go, guys. Troy, you can do it. Oh, he went on the grass just a little bit. But Troy is in the lead. He is in the lead. He will go all the way. Let's give it up for Troy, everybody. Great job. So jam and nuts. You got it.
Back on the mound for the Cannonballers, Aldrin Bautista. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter.
Juan Santander leads off at the bottom of the fifth inning and takes a first pitch strike from Aldrin Bautista. It's nothing and one. Kannapolis lengthening out their lead, 6-0 with three more runs in the top of the fifth. Two against the starter, Yariel Santos, and then one against the reliever, Wilmy Sanchez. Up and outside on a fastball, it is 1-1 on Santander. He'll be followed by Xavier Castarella and then Will Bush, the 6-7-8 of the order here. Low and outside. Two balls and a strike on Santander. Hit one well into the opposite field in the second that was caught by Wolko. Second plate appearance of the night. 2-1, and he reaches out and misses a breaking ball was a little bit outside. Two balls and two strikes on Santander. The Woodpeckers have been held to just one hit through four innings, a Yamal Encarnacion single. Here's a pitch just off of the outside, well-located changeup, and a good take by Juan to get it to 3-2. Only other base runners have come on a pair of walks, one to Jaworski, one to Will Bush. 3-2. Line drive up the middle. It's out into center field. Santander squares one up, comes up with a leadoff single. Woodpecker's first leadoff hit of the night. And he stroked that one well. 98 miles an hour, the exit velocity off the barrel. And see a little relief for Santander. That ends an 0-for-16 skid for him out at first base to get things going.
Good to see him with a nice smooth swing, not really chasing after anything. That's really what makes Juan Santander great. Hits the pitches in the zone and leaves the stuff outside.
And now it's Casarella leaning away from an inside fastball, 1-0 on the 7-hitter and Fayetteville first baseman tonight. Bautista the pitch and brings a fastball right down the middle for strike one. Casarella 0-for-5 on Monday, an 0-for-6 start to this series after grounding out to short last time up in the second. Here comes the 1-1, and he swings at a pitch low and outside below the zone. Good slider snapped off by Bautista. Going to avoid something on the ground here. The Woodpeckers hit into a double play in the third inning that got them out of a chance to bring home a run. They had two on at the time when they rolled into the 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. The 1-2 is up high, shoulder-level fastball. Two balls and two strikes. Casarella's gotten progressively better at the plate as the year's gone on, coming off a month of June where he batted .288. Swings and pulls a fly out towards the left field seats and foul. Keeps the count level at 2-2. Not just the hits, but also the RBIs. He came up with 11 RBIs during June and six of them on the road last week in Myrtle Beach. He was one of the Woodpeckers' best situational hitters. 2-2 is called strike three. A changeup a little too far outside, but the zone expands on X. And he strikes out looking out number one of the fifth and strikeout number six on the night for Bautista.
Been a good zone tonight for Frank Jones, but that one was outside, and just a tough time to have that bat taken out of your hands if your Casarell is putting together a solid plate appearance, and maybe a little bit of credit there to Ronnie Hernandez on the frame job.
Now Bush, and the first pitch called a strike right down the middle, a backdoor slider against the lefty. Santander holding down at first after his leadoff single. Bush drew a walk his first time around. Here's the pitch. Outside. 1-1 on Bush. Will's hitless in the series, 0-for-3. He's drawn a couple of walks, though. Next offer. Pops it up over the third base dugout and into the stands. Now 1-2 count on Will Bush. Alberto Hernandez, the 9-hitter, standing in the on-deck circle. Bautista brings it home. Bush backs out of the way of an inside fastball. 2-2.
I've seen Bautista really attack the inside part of the plate against Bush. He tried that his first time up, ended up walking him, going right back to that same philosophy.
Very short leadoff at first for Santander. The pitch to Bush draws a check swing. It was just a subtle flinch, no need for an appeal. And it'll fill the count up. Three balls, two strikes. Looks like the Woodpeckers down 6-0 tonight. They need a guy like Bush or somebody just to pop one over the fence here and inject a little bit of life into that dugout, the rest of the lineup. Here comes the payoff. Bush takes low and in. He'll draw the walk, second of the game. Reach base and put two Woodpeckers on with one out for Alberto Hernandez.
It's a big moment in this game. Chance to maybe get a piece of Bautista before he departs. Pitch count's getting up there. There is action in the Kannapolis bullpen, and probably a good time for Donnie Veal to go to the mound, check on his pitcher. Veal, the pitching coordinator in town, filling in for Blake Hickman. But he knows, he's been in those spots as a player before, that things can get out of hand in a hurry with one bad pitch. You got the nine-hitter in Hernandez coming up, but he hasn't been swinging the bat like a nine-hitter lately. So every single pitch for Batista down the stretch of utmost importance. He's probably only got about 5 to 10 pitches left to work with on the night.
And they will activate the Kannapolis bullpen out in left field. Elsewhere around the Carolina League tonight, the Delmarva Shorebirds and Fredericksburg Nationals are tied. That game's in the bottom of the eighth inning. Augusta on top of Columbia there in the top of the ninth. And Lynchburg leads Salem. That game is through six innings up in Lynchburg, Virginia. Nobody's final yet. Charleston over Myrtle Beach 4-0 in South Carolina. And the Mudcats lead the Wood Ducks 2-1 out of Granger Stadium. After the meeting on the mound, Alberto Hernandez stands in. The first pitch is yanked foul on the ground towards Ricky Rivera. And 0-1 on Alberto. Hernandez struck out looking on a changeup from Bautista back in the third. One of six strikeouts tonight for the Kannapolis starter. He just issued his third walk to Bush. So two Woodpeckers on first and second. The 0-1 and hit on the inside of the foot. Hernandez just able to get a piece of a 92-mile-per-hour fastball way on the inside of the zone. That is 80 pitches for Aldrin Bautista. You mentioned it earlier in the game, Colin, but they have stretched him out all the way to 90 this year. He threw 90 pitches at home against Columbia on May 30th. This is a check swing on a breaking ball. They appeal up the middle, and the base umpire, Jared Neal, rings up Hernandez. Let's say he went too far. That's strike three, number seven on the day for Bautista. A big second out, and here is Yamal Encarnacion, who has one of the two Fayetteville hits. Try and keep this fifth inning going. Fayetteville trailing 6-0 and looking for somebody to come through. Bautista fires, and it's called a strike around the outside corner. A first pitch changeup. 0-1 on Yamal.
Feels like you got to just get something here. Anything to, like you said, inject some life into that dugout.
The 0-1 down and inside, and Encarnacion scoots out of the way. He drew four walks yesterday. Single and a strikeout tonight gets him to 2-for-7 in the series, but he's been upping that on-base percentage in the return home. All the way up to 356 now. 1-1, line drive right to the shortstop. Wilbur Sanchez shifted up the middle. That's the swing the Woodpeckers were looking for, but it goes right to a Kannapolis middle infielder and ends the threat. The Woodpeckers strand a pair off the single and a walk. Remain scoreless through five. It's 6-0 Cannonballers as we go to the sixth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
As a dedicated partner of the Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm high-performing season ticket holder of the game, Vietnam veteran, retired petty officer, third class, James Michael Hall. There he is, cool as a fan. This Woodpecker's call to the bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Services. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number 23, Colby Langford.
May the devil in Oklahoma head as black as the night. He said he came from North Dakota, wanna take me on a ride. This why I can't visit me, he said. Is what he does. May the devil in Oklahoma, and he knew who I was.
The Woodpeckers make a pitching change at the start of the sixth inning. When it's time for a change, it's time to go to Black's Tire and Auto. Colby Langford returns. He makes it out of the bullpen, should say, here. The lefty winds and throws the first pitch and misses outside to Luis Pineda. And it's nothing and one on Pineda. 7, 8, 9 of Pineda, Acien, and then Wilbur Sanchez in the inning. The 1-0. Out across the plate for a strike. And it's 1-0. Wilmy Sanchez gets the final two outs of the fifth. And Colby Langford takes over from here, working in a tandem tonight with Yariel Santos. Low and inside pitch gets it to 2-1. Pineda's hit into a double play and also walked tonight. Wine from Langford. And the 2-1 misses up and outside. So just two-thirds of an inning for Sanchez. He did give up a run. It was earned. Two hits, no walks, and a strikeout. Yariel Santos still, of course, on the hook for the losing decision tonight. Woodpeckers down 6-0. And Langford gets a swing and miss on a breaking ball to Pineda. Fills up the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Langford returning to the Woodpeckers every week rotation after working through an arm injury during May. Returns in June and comes in tonight 3-1 on the year with a 3.93 ERA. Gets a swing and miss for strike three. Comes back on Pineda and beats him with a fastball right down the middle. Pineda's the out number one of the sixth, and it brings up Alberto Acien.
A chance at redemption here for Colby Langford. His last time out in Myrtle Beach was unable to get out of the first inning, threw upwards of 40 pitches. Looked pretty good, though, in that first AP.
Acien tonight with a double and a strikeout. He also committed batter's interference in the fourth inning, which led to Luis Pineda being called out on the bases. First pitch strike in from Langford. And it's nothing and one. Kick in the offer. Good changeup. Dropped it below the zone. Gets Acien to swing over top. Pro appearance number 15 in the career of Colby Langford. He was drafted last year by the Astros in the 17th round out of Murray State Junior College in Oklahoma. Had a chance to become a Sooner, but opted to go over to the pro ranks. Here comes the 0-2. Check swing on a high one. They appeal up the line, and he did not go. Says base umpire Jared Neal. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Acien. 4 games last year in the Florida Complex League, making his debut earlier in April at the single-A level on the road in Myrtle Beach back on April 5th. The 1-2. Acien pops it up, and that'll get to the roof. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilbur Sanchez on the in the on-deck circle, and Riku Nishida in the hole. Base is clear, one gone. Here's the 1-2. Up and outside. Langford let a changeup slip, and that'll level the count up. He pitched on the road in Myrtle Beach. It was a quick appearance for Langford because his pitch count escalated in his start on June 28th. Did not make it out of the first inning. And so he's well rested here. He could probably be stretched out a little further. Misses just high. That fills it up on a CN 3-2. Only got 2 outs in the first inning of the start on the 28th. Gave up an earned run during that inning. Up and outside, and Langford issues the walk. So he's a CN heads down to first base. 1 out, 1 on for Wilbur Sanchez. Langford pitched out of the bullpen back on June 22nd, so he's been flip-flopping between starter and a reliever role.
Primarily a reliever to start the season in April, had those very quick, rapid succession outings in Myrtle to start the year, and was very effective in that role.
Here's a bunt, pushed up the first base side, backhanded by Cassarella, gets a quick throw to second to beat the leading runner. Acien is forced out, sliding in. Villarreal went to cover the bag. And there was just too much juice on that bunt. Sanchez tried to sneak it out of the right side, but hit it pretty squarely, and it came up on Cassarella quick enough for him to go to second base. Two gone. And back to the top of the order with Riku Nishida. 6-0 Cannonballers.
Good communication there between Villarreal and Jaworski, making sure that they don't cause a traffic jam over at second. So looking better and better as the game's gone on over at second.
And now here's Nishida, left-on-left matchup. The first pitch misses up high. 1-0 on Nishida, who's done his job well today in the leadoff spot. A pair of singles and also a walk. And he has stolen two bases and scored a run. Third baseman Hernandez plays shallow. Nishida takes another one up high. 2-0. Six runs on nine hits tonight for the Cannonballers. No runs on a pair of hits for the Woodpeckers. They will have the top of their lineup scheduled in the bottom of the sixth. There's a slider delivered for a strike. And it's 2-1 on Nishida. Two hits and a walk today. Get him to 4-for-12 on the series with two base on balls. Shoots this pitch foul over the press box, and Langford climbs back in it. Two balls and two strikes. Big crowd on hand tonight in Fayetteville, but kind of a hush over the crowd. We haven't gotten to hear their energy much tonight. Not enough offense. Woodpecker is still trying to string together a rally. 2-2 up and outside. At the very least, the Woodpeckers will get a crack against the Kannapolis bullpen likely in the sixth inning with Aldrin Bautista through five, but the bullpen warming last inning up to 84 pitches. Can't imagine they'll send him back out there. Now qualified for the win. Time called. Nishida stepping out and dusting off the plate himself, doing the job for the umpire.
Not a bad idea. You still have that timeout in your back pocket. 3-2 pitch. Try to ice the pitcher.
3-2. Runner on the go. Nishida strikes out swinging. High fastball from Langford got him. And Langford strikes out all three in the fifth. Strands a pair of runners and gets us to the bottom of the sixth. We're back in a moment. The Woodpeckers trail 6-0 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, at this time, we'd like to recognize tonight's Methodist University hometown hero, Specialist Christopher Williams from Raleigh, North Carolina. Specialist Williams began his military journey enlisting in the U.S. Army in 2018 after completing his advanced individual training as a 91B vehicle wheeled mechanic. He was stationed at Fort Stewart in Georgia. Specialist Williams was later deployed to Lithuania in 2020 before being assigned to the 299th Engineering Brigade at Fort Carson. He is currently a part of the 16th Military Police Brigade as a mechanic. Specialist Williams enjoys spending his free time with his wife and two children and plans to pursue a degree in mechanical engineering in the future. Fans, let's hear it for Specialist Christopher Williams. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers thanks you for your service. This pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Did you know the North Carolina Education Lottery now has digital instants? Which means you can have instant fun and instant wins from your mobile device or computer. Register to play digital instants today for a whole new way to win. Now pitching for the Cannonballers, number 25, Tyler Davis.
Hansel Villarreal leads off for the Woodpeckers in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Cannonballers also turn to the bullpen. They got a right-hander, Tyler Davis, behind the starter, Aldrin Bautista. Bautista works five innings, does not give up a run. Three walks, seven strikeouts, and just a pair of hits allowed. Villarreal cuts under a high fastball, and it goes to one ball and one strike. Villarreal followed by Gomez and Neomar Ochoa as the Woodpeckers look to break onto the scoreboard. Next pitch, bounced out toward the left side. That scoots through Hernandez and gets out into left field. Villarreal takes a big turn to first. Will stop with a leadoff single. It's back-to-back innings with a leadoff hit. Fayetteville still trying to bring him around, but they have a man on for Kenny Gomez. And Tyler Davis have to deal with a base runner from the start. First look at Tyler Davis in this series. Davis delivers, and a line drive up the middle out into center field. Falls in front of Asian. Villarreal up to second. And for the first time all night, the Woodpeckers have strung together back-to-back hits. Two hits all game over the first five innings. And now back-to-back singles against Davis. He comes in tonight with no record and a 2.25 ERA, his sixth game for Kannapolis. In the span of eight innings, he's given up two earned runs, pair of home runs, seven walks, and eight strikeouts. Pitch to Ochoa. Low and outside. This gets through the catcher. Hernandez chasing through to the backstop, and Villarreal heads to third. Gomez is down to second.
Things have changed pretty quickly right now for Fayetteville offensively. In the blink of an eye, they've got two in scoring position, nobody out. Davis, guy that the Woodpeckers did not see in the first series. He was called up from the Arizona Complex League back on June 13th.
It's Sam Houston State for college. Steadies, pitches to Ochoa. And a check swing bouncer out towards the first base on deck circle goes for a foul ball. Woodpecker's just happy to see a different arm outside of Bautista. No luck against him over five innings. Try their luck against the Kannapolis bullpen. Free agent signing Tyler Davis as a fly ball is hit softly out towards right field. It sinks along the line for a hit. One run is home, Villarreal. Gomez trails right behind him, and Ochoa has the Woodpeckers on the board. Two-run single. It's now 6-2 as Ochoa comes through. RBIs 34 and 35 to extend his lead atop the club.
Just who you want at the plate in a situation like that. Couple runners in scoring position. We've seen Ochoa mash the ball lately, but that was more on the artsy side. Just dropped it into right field. Nice smooth swing. Good read over at third by Ricky Rivera, realizing that Gomez could score from second. And there you go. Fayetteville within four, and still nobody out in the inning. Just keep the line moving.
Three batters, three hits. Chase Jaworski patiently waiting his turn at the plate as the catcher Hernandez heads out there to talk with Davis. Tyler Davis was last on the mound against Columbia. That was on June 30th. Where he pitched an inning, gave up an unearned run, walked one, struck out one. He's been an inning-at-a-time guy. He's gone as long as three innings before. That was against Myrtle Beach on June 22nd. Chase Jaworski takes a fastball for strike one at 93 miles an hour. Ochoa off of first, a short lead for him. Next pitch, low and away. It is 1-1. Jaworski with a walk and also a pop-out to third. He's hitless. Excelled at driving in runs at home this season. Spinning a throw over, a one hopper into Connor's glove, and Ochoa dives back in safely. One of the strangest splits this year for Chase Jaworski is how many of his runs he drives in at home compared to being on the road. His pitch, a changeup framed off the low outside corner for ball two. Of his 23 RBIs, 21 of them have been inside of this ballpark. So he gets the slug and drive him home when he's inside the friendly confines. Pitch misses low. 3-1 on Jaworski. Chance at a fourth straight base runner here. If Jaworski can get on, the tying run will be in the on-deck circle. 6-2, Kannapolis. Fayetteville breaks up the shutout bid with the two-run single. Now the 3-1 pitch. Up and outside. No, called a strike. It was right around the center of the zone, actually. Well located on Jaworski. 3-2. Next pitch. Shot foul straight back into the screen. Only two hits over the first five innings of this game, but three straight singles opening up this sixth inning. Villarreal and Gomez are home. Ochoa off of first. Here's the pitch. High fastball gets Jaworski swinging. That was ball four. He climbed the ladder to go and get it. 93 miles an hour. Elevated above the zone for a big first out for Tyler Davis. Helped stop the bleeding and hand it over to Juan Santander.
Tough one to swallow right there. High fastball, and Jaworski just couldn't resist. Big out, though, for Kannapolis. They needed it.
This pitch way up and inside on Santander. want to know. Fly out to right and a single today for Santander. Squared up a line drive into center field his last time around. He's made some good contact. Series debut for him. Off days on Monday and Tuesday. Gets ahead 2-0 on Davis. Ochoa with the short lead off of first. Next pitch, a fastball zips home, and it's called a strike. Well placed right on the low outside corner. Two and one on Santander. Pitch on the way. Low in the zone and blocked by Hernandez. 3-1.
See if the big righty will try to let one go. See if Davis can find the plate or if he's got the green light.
3-1 pitch. A little bit high, ball four. And Santander's heading to first.
That is two really good plate appearances tonight for Juan Santander. Saw a deep count his last time up. Ended up ripping a single up the middle this time. It's a pitch I think over the last couple of weeks we've seen Juan go up and chase a lot. Not this time. Ends up moving the line further. And you look over to your right. Tying runs in the on-deck circle for Fayetteville.
Yeah, first real threat that the Woodpeckers have been able to put together tonight. Meanwhile, we'll have a meeting on the mound. Donnie Veal heads out there to chat with his new reliever, Tyler Davis. Bring the catcher, Hernandez, in on the conversation. Blake Hickman not currently with the club, so Donnie Veal, pitching coordinator for White Sox minor league system, he's out there to have a chat, filling in for the next few days. Two are on, one out for Xavier Casarella. Big spot here as the Woodpeckers look to make a push or just make this game a little closer headed into the final three innings. Trying to turn it into a battle of the bullpens. Colby Langford gave the Woodpeckers a scoreless inning of relief in the top of the sixth. And Fayetteville and the better of Tyler Davis. First pitch curve lands for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Right on the low inside corner, good front door pitch. Nothing one on Casarella, who's quiet on the series, a combined 0 for 7, 0 for 2 tonight with a ground out to short and a strikeout. The set by Davis and the pitch. Gets a swing and miss. Casarella going after a low outside breaking ball. .21 pitches in this inning for Tyler Davis. Laboring that right arm. Ochoa off his second. Santander at first. Next pitch. Called strike three.
Second one he's been rung up on,
yeah,
outside the zone.
That's outside the zone, up and outside. According to our digital strike zone that we have up here, Casarella departs without much of an argument, but a little bit of chatter coming from that Fayetteville dugout after that call. Tough strike three call on Casarella for out number two, and now it's Will Bush.
That was like exact same spot as the first one. At least it was consistent.
First pitch in for a strike to Will. 0-1 on Bush, who has walked twice. He hasn't really gotten his swing at a meaty pitch yet today. Here's the next one. Swings and flies it out into a fairly shallow center field. Acien drifting forward, finds his spot, makes the catch, and that is the inning. The Woodpeckers break up the shutout bid. Nailmar Ochoa Jr. with a two-run single to right. And the Woodpeckers beginning to chip away after six innings. It's the Cannonballers 6, the Woodpeckers 2. We head to the 7th on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Let's have
a party. Fans, it's time for the last call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the 9th inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. Now you know it's not Independence Day without hot dogs, so get on your feet for the hot dog toss. Who's hungry? back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Colby Langford. Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Cannonballers, the second baseman, number seven, Mikey.
Mikey Kane leads off the seventh inning. Fayetteville finds a way to get on the board. It's now a 6-2 game. And to take you through the play-by-play once again, here's Colin.
Thank you, Chappie. First pitch from Langford, and Kane hits in the air out to right field. Neomar Ochoa Jr. backpedals and makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Langford to start the seventh. Tires Kane, who had a two-run home run in that three-run fifth inning. Right now feeling like a big-time swing for Kannapolis. After Fayetteville picked up a couple of runs from the Ochoa two-run single in the bottom of the sixth. One gone, and Caden Connor, who's got two hits and two RBIs tonight, stands in the batter's box. Lefty against lefty, and the first pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. Two-run single in the third inning, followed up with a single in the fifth, scored both times. And that's what it was for Kannapolis. Three runs in the third, three more in the fifth. Off the end of the bat, foul. Langford ahead 0-2. Biggest deficit the Woodpeckers have come back from to win. Six runs came on the road against the Salem Red Sox in May. Trailed 6-0 at one point in this game. See if they can pull that type of comeback for the second time this year. Langford's 0-2. Breaking ball down and outside. Game marks the halfway point of the season series between these two teams. 1-2 breaking ball misses well outside. Nine more to play. Three more, of course, starting tomorrow at Atrium Health Ballpark on the road for Fayetteville. And a six-game series in the middle of August between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers. 2-2, a late swing by Connor, and he stays alive, fouls it off. Most common opponent for the Woodpeckers this season. These two teams separated by about 150 miles. Kannapolis out west towards Charlotte. 2-2 again. Connor stays alive once more. Ballers, the White Sox affiliate, and have been the single-A affiliate for Chicago for quite some time. They were initially in the South Atlantic League. So when the reorganization happened, they did not change levels. Just changed leagues from the South Atlantic League to the Carolina League. 2-2. Langford overthrows the fastball. An affiliate with the White Sox going back to 2001. Prior to that, they spent handful of seasons affiliated with the Phillies. 3-2 is in there for called strike three. Connor knew it. Langford picks up his third strikeout. Two up, two down. Arcy Hernandez, the cleanup man, steps up.
He's locating well tonight. You can tell Langford's velo is still trying to build up to where it was prior to going on the shelf during May, but at the very least, he's working the corners and keeping Kannapolis guessing, mixing his speeds.
RBI double earlier tonight for Hernandez. He gets a slow breaking ball middle away for a strike. Hernandez has also popped out and flown out to right. Langford working quickly. It's a fastball a little bit inside. Should expect a similarly great crowd tomorrow night in Kannapolis at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1. And Hernandez lines it sharply out to left field. Jamal Encarnacion makes a diving catch. What can't this guy do out in left field? What a way to retire the side in the seventh. One of the best catches we've seen at Segra this season, and he gets a standing ovation from the crowd here at Segra. We go bottom seven, stretch time. In downtown Fayetteville, 6-2 Kannapolis on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
right, fans, it's time for the seventh inning stretch. Get on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Sing a little louder. So it's Root Packers. Let's say it loud. At the old. Atta boy, Packers. Atta boy.
Pockets in the heads and very little money in the hands. Some are black and some are white. And they ain't too proud to sleep on the floor too.
Back on the mound for the Cannonballers, Tyler Davis. Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 11, Alberto Hernandez.
9-1 and 2 due up for the Woodpeckers, home half of the seventh inning. Fayetteville trails 6-2. Tyler Davis back on the mound. Righty blows a fastball past Alberto Hernandez for strike one. What an end to the top of the seventh inning. Yamal Encarnacion taking away extra bases from Arxi Hernandez. Hernandez pops one up right side. Mikey Kane into shallow right field has it for the first out. So Alberto moves to 0-for-3 tonight. At the top of the order, Yamal Encarnacion coming up, probably still working some grass stains out. He was loving every bit of that ovation he got on the way off.
Oh yeah, soak it in. He got to make that crazy play and the inning, flip the ball to the crowd, just slowly jog in. They cheered him all the way to the dugout. What a play.
Yamal takes ball one low and outside. Extended his on-base streak back in the third inning with a single. Swings wildly, but comes up empty, 1-1. He is now one game shy of the longest streak this season by a Woodpecker. He's reached in 17 straight games. Kenny Gomez reached in 18 straight. Most of that taking place throughout the month of April. Two balls and a strike. Mall is also lined out and struck out tonight. Switch hitter out of Santo Domingo. 2-1 at the top of the zone, called a strike, and Fayetteville crowd not a fan of that call from home plate umpire Frank Jones. Davis with a pair of strikeouts already and sails a fastball well outside. The velocity from the former Sam Houston State standout. The 3-2, breaking ball down and in ball four. Tack on another walk for Yamal Encarnacion, had four last night. Now has five in the series. One out base runner, and here comes Hansel Villarroel. Busy day, not just in the Carolina League, but also in the Astros affiliate system. Everyone enjoying the 3rd of July and plenty of baseball to be played throughout the minor leagues. Davis steps off before the first pitch. Asheville Torres in high A. And a good one right now with the Greenville drive. 2-2, bottom of the 8th inning. Encarnacion on the move. First pitch misses high. Throw down. Yamal dives in. Safe. Mikey Kane can't believe the call, and neither can Patrick Leland. He is sprinting out of the dugout to go have a conversation with field umpire Jared Neal. As it stands, another stolen base for Encarnacion.
Well, he just keeps on running. You know, this game's a lot about hustle. Villarreal's had his success just head down, keep sprinting. Defensively, Yamal has been all go, and on the bases as well, he's just trying to spark his guys. They need as many runners in scoring position as they can grab at this point. So expect to see the Woodpeckers keep running off of their hits or walks.
22 stolen bases for number zero. And he induces a step off from Davis. Big secondary there from Yamal. He's too shy of the team lead, currently occupied by Chase Jaworski. 1-0 on Villarroel. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Throw over, Yamal Encarnacion picked off. Good spin move by Davis. And that time Encarnacion bit off more than he can chew. That's the second out. Took some of the wind out of Segra Stadium, and they're now empty for Villarroel. 1-0 on Sill behind the fastball at 93. A 2-2 game in Asheville between the Taurus and the Greenville Drive. Villarroel takes strike two. Ryan Johnson, former Woodpecker, hit his 12th home run of the season. Two-run shot. It's all the offense that Taurus have seen so far. 1-2, Villarroel chases a high fastball, and that'll be that in the seventh. Tyler Davis faces the minimum. Nice pickoff move to retire Encarnacion. And we're on to the eighth inning. Still a 6-2 lead for Kannapolis on the Woodpeckers broadcast network.
Fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
The top of the eighth inning for the Cannonballers, the catcher, number 27, Rony Hernandez.
Scoreless seventh on both sides, so we go to the eighth with the score still 6-2, Kannapolis. Lefty against lefty, Colby Langford back on the mound, and he gets Rony Hernandez to foul the first pitch out of play. Before the break, we were looking around the rest of the Houston Astros system. Take it out west to the Lone Star State next. 0-1 is lined softly into shallow center field, drops in front of Kenny Gomez, and Hernandez has his third hit of the ball game, now 3-for-4, a leadoff single. In AA, the Texas League, the Corpus Christi Hooks find themselves behind the eight ball. Middle of the fourth inning, San Antonio leads CC 5-1. Another lefty coming to the plate. This time it's George Wolko, and he takes first pitch outside for a ball. Jose Fleury making his return to the mound tonight for Corpus Christi. Ended up going three innings, gave up just one earned run. Called strike outside corner. Struck out a pair of batters. Good to see Jose, the 2023 Woodpecker. fully mended. Short lead off of first for Hernandez, the 1-1 in there for a called strike two. And Wilco will step out. Did not ask for time. Pitch clock was reset. Now he steps back in. Pitch, breaking ball turns Wilco away. In AAA Sugarland, the Space Cowboys, who are now 53-30 on the year, they lead the Round Rock Express 3-2. Chased after and missed. And a rough night for George Wilco at the plate. He has struck out for a fourth time. He's got some parting words for home plate umpire Frank Jones. That is the first out of the inning. And Luis Pineda, the DH, comes to the plate. A 3-2 lead right now for Sugarland. Late swing from Pineda for strike one. Stop me if you've heard this one, Chappie. Jay Whitcomb went yard, 19th home run of the season.
Man, so much power in that kid. Just been leading minor league baseball the last couple of seasons in homers.
Former Woodpecker has been one of the biggest power threats in AAA and certainly a guy that very well see his way towards Houston come September call-up season, perhaps even sooner. Pineda late on the fastball, 1-2. On the mound for Sugarland is A.J. Bluebaugh. Big congrats to A.J. as he will be playing in the Future Stars game during the All-Star festivities, a lone selection in the Houston system. Got a chance to see him pitch towards the tail end of 2022 right here at Segra Stadium. Langford's 1-2, sails up and outside. Bluebaugh through 3 1/3 innings, has given up a pair of runs on 3 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. He's also recognized as the Astros upper affiliate's pitcher of the month for June. Pineda swings and misses. Back-to-back punch-outs for Langford. He's got 5 total. Good recovery after giving up the leadoff single to Rony Hernandez. 2 down, and here is Albert Senesian. Going down to the lower levels, too, of the Astros system, the FCL Astros did play today down in Florida. Breaking ball called a strike one outside corner. And the Stros fell just short against the FCL Nationals. Final score was 4-3. A couple of former Woodpeckers on rehab assignment there as a fastball comes in on a Sean. Turned away, but got him on the arm. He throws his bat down in frustration as if that was any way in the slightest intentional. And he'll head down to first base. Also stared out towards Langford on the mound. I don't know what was up with that, but he'll take his base. 2 on, 2 out.
Yeah, nothing to intend. I mean, Langford even kind of tapped his chest and said, look, my bad. One got away. So Frank Jones also quickly stepping in front of the batter to make sure he didn't take a step any further and carry on with our business.
Big opportunity, though, for the ballers to try to put this game out of reach, and it's the guy who did that yesterday at the plate. Wilbur Sanchez had a huge 2-RBI single in the middle innings. Sprays the first pitch foul to the right. A few former Woodpeckers down in the FCL on rehab. You've got Christian Gonzalez, who played for the team back in 2021. Really good to see Christian back on the diamond. He's been battling injuries the last couple of minor league seasons. 0-1, backdoor breaking ball stays outside. Got Cam Fisher down there, multi-hit effort for him. One-one, fastball down and in. Another interesting story, you've got Chris Gittens down there, the 30-year-old. Playing for the FCL Astros. Gittens was originally drafted by the New York Yankees all the way back in 2014. Fastball in for a strike. He gets an opportunity now, and he's playing in the minors for the first time since 2021. He was playing with the Railers, Scranton Wilkes-Barre Railers, in AAA that year. Line drive from Sanchez, that'll land foul on the seats. He played for the Charleston River Dogs back when they were a Yankees affiliate in 2016.
Well, for everybody, the journey's different. Keep it alive the best you can. You switch systems. You play until your 30s. Some guys go the indie ball route, but still keeping the pro ball dream going.
2-2. He's fouled off yet again. Gittens did make his major league debut in 2021. Played 16 games with New York Yankees. Went 4-for-36. Did hit his first career home run. Hasn't seen the diamond for a while, but was signed in December by Houston. Now on rehab. 2-2, and Sanchez strikes out. Colby Lankford strikes out the side in the eighth inning, strands a pair of base runners. Door still open for Fayetteville. You go to the bottom of the eighth, 6-2, the Woodpeckers trail.
Fans, it's time for the Capital One Wallet Shuffle. Let's go down to T. Bright with our contestant. Take it away, T.
Hey, section 114, 115, make some noise. All right, we've got Gina right here, and she's going to do our wallet shuffle. There are three wallets, one card. You got to figure out where did the card go. All right, here we go. All right, you got to help her out, okay? You got to really pay attention. Here we go. Three wallets, one card. There go. Watch. Yeah, see that? I know. She's like, I have not a clue. Is it one, two, or three?
Three?
She's like, three? She got it! Yay! Hey, listen, if you carry a Capital One card, you can get all of the benefits by going to MLB.com/Capital One. Hey, Gina, what's in your wallet? Back to you, Ray.
Fans, make sure you stick around following the final out for tonight's post-game fireworks show. Fans, if you are sitting in the outfield, we ask that you begin clearing that area now. This is another pitching change brought to you by Digital Instants from the North Carolina Education Lottery. Now you can play right from your phone or computer and win real cash prizes. Go to nclottery.com now to get 20 free games of Mighty Mustang with a $10 deposit. Enter code BASEBALL10. That's BASEBALL10. Now pitching for the Cannonballers, number 30, Jesus Mendez.
New arm on the mound for Kannapolis, right-hander Jesus Mendez. The 2022 international free agent signing out of Venezuela takes over for Tyler Davis. And he starts his night with a fastball to the Fayetteville three hitter. Kenny Gomez misses outside. 6-2. Kannapolis trying to win back-to-back games after dropping the series opener on Monday night. Gomez takes ball two, misses inside. Mendez, just 19 years old, turns 20 on July 30th. 2-1 record, a 5.61 earned run average this year with Kannapolis. 2-0, and Kenny swings and misses. This is 24th appearance. He has pitched 25 2/3 innings, only 8 walks to 28 strikeouts. Got those hands high and brings it to the belt. Stretch only, the 2-1, up and outside. Looks like this might be the biggest opportunity for Fayetteville to make something out of this ball game. 3, 4, and 5 hitters. Gomez will be followed by Naomar Ochoa Jr. and then Chase Jaworski. Three-one pitch, and Kenny takes ball four. A little low and outside. Leadoff man on for Fayetteville.
That's exactly what you needed to try and get a big rally started. Get that base runner on one way or another, leading off the inning. Packers could benefit from a walk or two sprinkled in and a couple of timely hits. That's all it takes.
But timely hits, this guy's had a lot of them over the last couple of weeks, including one tonight. Ochoa, two-run single his last time up. Fouls the first pitch straight back. Now leads the way with 35 runs batted in. Two runs on five hits, one error tonight for Fayetteville. Six runs, 10 hits, no errors for Kannapolis. Ochoa swings and lifts it into left field. Nishida with a leap comes in and makes the catch for the first out. And closing speed from the Kannapolis left fielder. Ochoa now 1-for-4 on the night, one away. Chase Jaworski steps up. Last night we saw both teams have ample opportunities. We know that Kannapolis did cash in, but they still left 13 runners on base. Fayetteville left 10 on. Gomez on the move. First pitch misses outside. Throw down skips in, but Kenny Gomez slides that left hand under the tag of the shortstop Sanchez. He's got a steal. So Kenny up to scoring position. 11th stolen base of the year for Gomez. Jaworski tonight 0-for-2, has a walk, a pop out, and a strikeout. Mendez with a hard fastball and nearly gets a piece of Chase. Both runs coming in the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers. They were shut down by Kannapolis starter Aldrin Batista. Five scoreless, struck out seven. Pitch, and Jaworski fouls it back. Big secondary there from Kenny Gomez. Wonder if he might be thinking about trying to take third as well. Tonight the Woodpeckers 2-for-2 on stolen bases. Mendez a long pause. He spins and bluffs a throw. No one covering, and Kenny Gomez ducked for cover. Thought that was coming right at him. Three runs batted in on the year for Jaworski. 2-1. And Chase goes after one down and outside. It's been a bit of a struggle for Jaworski tonight. He struck out his last time up on a 3-2 pitch that was at his shoulders. See if he can dial in the discipline here. Juan Santander on deck. 2-2. Jaworski gets underneath it, pops it up foul. Lost tonight, and Fayetteville would fall back to 500 in the second half, 6-6. Coming into tonight, just one game back, however, in the South Division chase. 2-2. And Jaworski gets underneath one, lifts it to left center. Nishida once again underneath it, makes the catch for the second out. Chase back to the dugout, just missed that one, and he threw his handguard in frustration.
Yeah, just underneath it, knows he got a good pitch. And Woodpeckers have put the ball in play over the last two innings or so. They've limited the strikeouts, which is key. Just got to find some green grass somewhere.
First pitch to Santander, misses inside. Something funny that happened after Jaworski had some frustration. Kobe Lankford, who's getting ready to go back out for the ninth inning, came over, gave him a hug. Nice little support for the teenager. Always good to see, too, from the man on the mound. Fastball misses inside. And then Lankford went right back to firing the baseball right into the wall as he tries to stay warm.
There you go. Let me know if you ever need a hug up here in the booth. Feeling down? I got you.
Broadcasters have slumps, too. And for Chase, it's been a mini slump, to say the least. He's still been really good since his return. That pitch called a strike. A little bit inside on Santander, but it's a 2-1 count. Juan has reached twice tonight after a couple of days off. Single and a walk. He's also flown out to right. Santander takes up and in. Tomorrow night, 6:30 first pitch in Kannapolis. Julio Marte will get the start for Fayetteville, coming off a dominant relief outing on Sunday in Myrtle. 3-1, and Santander takes ball four. He heads down to first base, which was open. Two on, two outs. Xavier Cassarella coming to the plate. And Chappie, this is the Juan Santander we saw in April. Selective at the plate, taking advantage of what the pitcher's giving him. And if it's not there, draw the walk.
Yeah, Santander getting back to the form he was in over the first 40 games or so of his Woodpecker career will be really key for this second half, the lineup developing. You know, Ochoa has increased his production, but if you could have that 1-2 pop of Santander, Ochoa right in the middle of things. Of course, Gomez, Villarreal, what they've brought. This lineup starts to get dangerous. Goal in these final couple of innings just had to be get the tying run, the very least in the on-deck circle. By that, get two men on and let the cards fall where they may.
Xavier Cassarella 0-3 tonight. Still looking for that first hit of the series after a dominant performance in Myrtle Beach all week long. It's a fastball from Mendez and can't connect. See if Mendez also gets the ninth. He's been a guy who's kind of gone one inning at a time this year. This will be his 20th pitch of the frame. And it's chopper to third. Could be a difficult play. Hernandez charges. The throw is in time. And the inning over. Arxi Hernandez. Nicely done. And the Woodpeckers leave two more on the bases. Now stranded eight tonight. We head to the final frame. Still 6-2 Kannapolis on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
With a speed of 79 miles per hour. Way to go, Cameron. Please head to guest services to claim your prize.
In my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the lit up. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drops my favorite tune.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Colby.
Welcome back into Segra Stadium. Glad to have you on this Independence Day celebration here at Segra Stadium. Woodpeckers need to come back to set off some fireworks with joy tonight. Colby Lankford back on the mound for the ninth and to take us home on the play-by-play. Once again, a happy 4th of July to Andrew Chapman.
You as well, Colin. Looking forward to watching this big 10-minute fireworks show spectacular. At the end of the game, the first pitch fouled back by Riku Nishida. I think working in baseball, we get a little bit numb to the weekly fireworks show, but the 4th of July, 3rd of July one is always unique, always a great show that folks all around Fayetteville come to see. The 0-1 pitch misses a little bit high. And it's one ball and one strike. They also have a big show annually out here on Fort Liberty, which I believe they actually had a couple of days ago. They had it early this season. Ground ball up the middle. That squeezes out into center. It's scooped up by Gomez, and Riku Nishida continues his strong night in the leadoff spot. Leadoff single, his third hit of the day, and fourth time reaching base.
promise I'm not just saying this because he's been tearing apart the Woodpeckers all season long, but it does feel like he's due for a call-up to Winston-Salem. You know, these guys drafted last year. Certainly don't want to rush these guys through their development, but he's checked off all the boxes. I wouldn't be surprised if Chicago finally grants him his wish and sends him just down the road to Winston-Salem.
Yeah, well, he's close to right around 90 games at this point in his Kannapolis career. Pitch fouled back by Mikey Kane, and it's nothing and one. Nishida's been on four times. Mikey Kane has had a big impact in this game. A two-run home run that he wrapped around the left field foul pole back in the fifth. That made it a 5-0 Kannapolis lead at the time. 6-2 here in the top of the ninth. Final chances for both sides. Kannapolis can take the upper hand in the series back home with them tomorrow night for a 6:30 start. Now 1-1 on Kane. Obi Langford has been working out of the bullpen since the sixth. The ground ball by the dive of Hernandez. It's out in the left field. Encarnacion quickly gets it back in. Nishida stops at second. And back-to-back ground ball singles find the outfield for the Cannonballers. Two singles to start it out. Mikey Kane is on for Caden Connor. Two aboard with nobody out.
Roberto picking up his sunglasses. I'm surprised he still got them on. You know, it's dark out now. Don't want to ruin them.
Yeah, you got to toss them aside to somebody. Has them on the bill of the cap. Those 4th of July ball caps that the Woodpeckers have on tonight. Likely take those on the road with them tomorrow as well. Here's Caden Connor. Two-run single in the third. And on the first pitch, Nishida scampers down to third base. He grabs his third stolen bag of the night. And no throw by Bush down to third. Runners now stand at the corners. And Bush will jump out in front of the plate, give a couple of signs out to his middle infield. Got to go about the first and third situation in case Mikey Kane wants to break down to second. Annapolis has gotten contributions out of all three of their top hitters in the lineup. Pitch misses outside. Now 2-0 on Connor. Three-hit night for Nishida in the leadoff spot. The home run out of Mikey Kane and a pair of RBIs and runs from Caden Connor. Two and zero. Langford throws his 62nd pitch of the night, and it's called a strike. Right at the top of the zone, an 86-mile-per-hour changeup. And 2-1 on Caden Connor, who's now one hit shy of a league-high 90 on the year. Number 89 coming back in the fifth when he singled and scored. Swings and fouls this pitch back to the screen. Goes to level 2-2 count. Runner still at the corners.
Awesome thing about these 4th of July games, too, is no one's beating the traffic. They're sticking around for the fireworks, so you got a great crowd for the late innings.
Getting out of the parking garage will be a little difficult tonight, though. 2-2. And it's tipped foul right at Bush behind the plate. Connor keeps it alive. He just barely got a piece of a Langford curveball. Fayetteville starter tonight, if you're just joining us, was Yariel Santos. He went 4 1/3. Volmy Sanchez got the final two outs of that fifth inning, and Langford's been working since the sixth. Right now he's at three scoreless, but two men on, nobody out. 2-2 to Connor is popped up. Shallow along the left field line. Encarnacion sprinting in. Slows to a stop. Makes the catch. Nishida will bluff a tag. The throw goes home. And nobody is moving on. Runners hold the corners. Pop out from Caden Connor. Drops him to 2-for-5 on the day. And now here's Arxie Hernandez.
That wasn't quite the strikeout or the double play ball that Langford might have been looking for. But that's probably the next best thing right there. Get that fly ball and... For this at-bat, Zach Wilkins is going to jog out to the mound. Langford is at 65 pitches, so this is really the furthest he's been stretched out for quite a while. Zach's just going out there to make sure that everything's good with him as far as how his arm's feeling.
Yeah, the most pitches that Langford has thrown since he missed time due to that arm injury in May. He threw 71 pitches on April 30th. That was on the road in Delmarva. As a reliever on that given night. And here tonight, 65 pitches, his second most in a game. But he only threw 37 his last time out. He hit his inning cap in the first inning at Myrtle Beach on the 28th. So well-rested coming into tonight. One out, runners at the corners in the top of the ninth. 6-2 Kannapolis, and here's the cleanup hitter, Arxie Hernandez. First pitch, low and inside. Middle infield is pinching. Jaworski and Villarreal, the second baseman, in his first start there as a pro. Ready to turn two with something on the ground. The 1-0. Hernandez takes down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Arxie has contributed as well to the Cannonballers' lead, an RBI double. That was back in the third. Altogether, he's 1-for-4, had a hit stolen away on that incredible diving catch by Encarnacion in left field in the seventh. Swings underneath a high fastball, and it goes to 2-1. Six strikeouts and a walk tonight for Colby Langford. He has been accurate. Next pitch. Ripped on the ground out to short. Backhanded grab by Jaworski. Throws to second from a knee. The turn to first is not in time. An incredible effort by Jaworski to get the force out. The run does come home. Riku Nishida scores to make it 7-2. Cassarello wasn't on the bag when that throw came to him at first, but don't think it would have mattered. Hernandez crossed the bag before the throw arrived. How about Jaworski there, though? He went down to a knee. He backhanded that ball and found a way to pivot over to his backside to get that throw off. So two outs, and now it's Rony Hernandez. Lefty on lefty, and he swings through a slider for strike one. Hernandez will be credited with an RBI fielder's choice, his second run driven in tonight. Kannapolis back up 7-2. Their largest lead was 6-0. Pitch off the plate, down and away. 1-1. So the Woodpeckers will need a miracle ninth inning in front of this big Wednesday night crowd. Bush, Hernandez, and Yamal Encarnacion, the 8-9-1, are scheduled for the bottom of the ninth. Here's a fastball popped out of play off to the left. 1-2 on Hernandez. He has had a three-hit game. Three singles, an RBI base hit in the fifth. Jaworski's set, and 1-2 pitch to the lefty. Runs up and inside. It gets through Bush's glove. Chases to the backstop, and Arxie Hernandez moves to second. Would have called that a wild pitch on Langford. Bush had to lunge up and inside. That was up near the letters of Hernandez. Two ball, two strike count.
It should be really good to see Colby get this final out, get through four innings of work. I think it would be a huge step forward for him on his return, regardless of if they have the labor or not to get there.
A season high 74th pitch. Strikes out Hernandez swinging. A high fastball got him. And Langford completes four innings of one-run ball tonight out of the bullpen. Fielder's choice from Hernandez brings home Nishida, an insurance run for the Ballers. And one more chance on this third of July for Fayetteville. Down 5, 7-2 the score when we come back to Segra on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The Stars and Stripes Showcase, as well as post-game fireworks. Get your tickets today. Bay fans, get off your seats and on your feet. It's time for the bottom of the ninth inning. Let me hear you make some noise.
Bottom of the ninth inning, big July 3rd crowd hoping to see a Woodpecker comeback. Down 7-2, home ninth, and Will Bush starts it out with a grounder, foul left to third base for strike one. Bush, Alberto Hernandez, and then the top of the order, Yamal Encarnacion. Kannapolis adds a run in the top of the ninth, a little extra insurance for right-hander Jesus Mendez in his second inning of relief work. The 0-1, Bush swings, fouls it back, and the count quickly at 0-2. Fayetteville got their only two runs in this game in the sixth. Three straight singles against Tyler Davis when he entered from the bullpen. And it was Naomar Ochoa who brought home a pair with a single out into right field. Mendez starts up to the shoulders, drops to the belt, brings it home. And Bush yanks one foul out towards the rain tarp. Stays where it is, nothing and two. Bush tonight is 0-1. He's reached twice on walks. And flied out most recently to center field in the sixth. Two runs coming on five total hits for the Woodpeckers, but none since that sixth inning. Another 0-2. Bush flies it into the opposite field. Nishida comes forward, circles underneath, and makes the grab. One gone in the Fayetteville ninth for Alberto Hernandez. Our attendance tonight, 5,338 with us out at Segra Stadium. Thanks so much for those tuning in. If you're here at the ballpark, for coming on out, thanks for being with us on MILB.TV, Bally Live, the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Season high attendance number, 5,338 in downtown Fayetteville. Here's a ground ball pulled through the left side on the first pitch to Alberto Hernandez. Alberto comes up with his first hit of the day. Woodpeckers have a base runner. Goes to 1-for-4, the sixth hit, and the first they've managed to pick up against Jesus Mendez. So one out, one on for the top of the order, Yamal Encarnacion.
Starts with one at the top of the order. Now big time at bat there from Hernandez, and that can make things interesting. We've got a stoppage, though. I don't know if there's something going on out in right field. Maybe something came free. Yep. Out on the warning track.
Yeah, somebody dropped something from the drink rails. That looks to be a souvenir cup and also a water bottle.
Cian just fires it.
Just throws it over the drink railing. Well, you got to have the cup. You want to bring the cup back home with you. The water bottle, you can just go trash that. It looked like it was empty. So here's Yamal patiently waiting at the plate. First pitch coming home, and it misses outside. Again, here in this ninth, the goal for the Woodpeckers has to be to try and get the tying run in the on-deck circle. See what you can make happen. They did that in the eighth inning, put two on with two outs, but weren't able to bring anybody home. The 1-0 pitch. High chopper hit towards first and foul. Just off to the right of the bag. Connor guarding the line. And it's a 1-1 count on the Dominican Republic native. Yamal Encarnacion made a highlight reel grab. That's been really the top moment of this game for the Woodpeckers, a diving catch out in left field on a liner from Arxie Hernandez to end the seventh inning. Mendez down to the belt, throws the 1-1. Line drive shot foul into the screen up above the third base dugout. So 1-2 on Encarnacion. He's done his on-base percentage so much good over the last month. You go back to early June, his on-base was at 295. It's all the way up to 358 entering this at-bat. The 1-2 pitch, low in the dirt. But ever since he's taken over the full-time leadoff role for Ricky Rivera, up that on-base percentage, about 60 points. A walk and a single today for the switch hitter. Hernandez off of first. No intention to run. 2-2. Off the outside corner, called ball three.
Tough, tough take right there.
And the catcher, Hernandez, just looked back at Frank Jones and argued his pitcher's case, but Mo gets it to go in his favor. And here comes the payoff pitch. swinging a number out in front of the plate. Hernandez quickly jumps on top of it with a bare hand, throws to first, and gets Encarnacion for the second out. Alberto Hernandez makes it to second. So quick reflexes by the Kannapolis catcher. Rony Hernandez ready to jump on top of that bouncer right away. And with two outs, the Woodpeckers down to their final chance. Here is their second baseman, Hansel Villarreal.
See him show a little bit of fight, though, in this ninth inning. Showing this big-time crowd that they're not rolling over.
First pitch to Villarreal, taken outside. It is 1-0.
Hey, for Villarreal, chance at another multi-hit game.
Yes, indeed. Had a single and came home to score on the Ochoa base hit in sixth. Hernandez with a big lead off of second. Nobody holding him on. Next pitch popped up. This is out into short center field. Wilbur Sanchez drifts back from short, two hands it, and that's your ball game. Kannapolis, in front of this big Fayetteville crowd, pulls out the 7-2 victory over the Woodpeckers tonight. They took the lead with three runs in the top of the third and did not surrender it the rest of the way. Added three more in the fifth. Fayetteville gets their only two in the sixth. And the Ballers will head to K-Town tomorrow night with a 2-1 series lead in hand. They out-hit Fayetteville 12-6. We will have more final numbers for you coming up in moments on the Woodpeckers post-game show. We will have both a radio and a TV show for you tonight as the fans enjoy a big fireworks show here in-house. We will wrap things up on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. Come back and join you on MILB.TV as well. Cannonballers win 7-2 on this July 3rd. Post-game show comes up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, don't forget, tonight's fireworks show will begin soon. Are you ready? Nah, you're not ready yet. It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back inside the Zara Law Firm broadcast booth. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show radio edition on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. We'll have an additional show on MILB.TV and Valley Live after the fans get to enjoy a long Independence Day fireworks show here in the park. The Woodpeckers fall here in game three of the series, 7-2 the final score. As Andrew Chapman, Colin Casey break down this one, 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Kannapolis, 2 runs on 6 hits and 1 error for Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers fell behind 3-0 in the third, and Kannapolis carried the lead the rest of the way. Yariel Santos battled today, Colin. He was able to go 4 1/3 innings, and Colby Langford stretched out to his longest pitch count of the year, which was good to see. 4 innings of 1-run ball, but the Woodpeckers just weren't able to generate enough offense, especially against the starter Bautista. He goes 5 scoreless. They kind of showed some life in the sixth against the bullpen once Tyler Davis came on, but not too much outside of that sixth inning, and Woodpeckers will just have to try and put the ball in play a little more, come up with some more hits on the road the next 3 days in Kannapolis.
Yeah, just really two tough innings made the difference, the third and the fifth. We saw Kannapolis score 3 runs in both of those frames. But outside of that, I think the Woodpeckers played largely well in this ball game. They had their opportunities. They probably would have liked to have a couple more hits. They did end up stranding 9 runners on base. So certainly something that they want to take advantage of more now that they've stranded 19 runners on base over the last couple of games. Certainly cashed in those on Monday, though, so we know they're capable of doing that. And I think one of the big positives takeaway from this game, Chappie, is far better defensively. Just the one error on that errant pickoff throw from Santos, but everyone else really stepped up. We saw Hansel Villarroel kind of learn the ropes of second base. Wasn't a perfect game from him by any stretch, but he turned a nice double play. Jace Jaworski with a nice defensive play as well at short. And how about the catch from Yumal Encarnacion in the seventh inning? Just an unbelievable grab, robbing Arcy Hernandez. Maybe we'll see another one on SportsCenter like the one we saw from Kenny Gomez last month. But ultimately now the focus will shift to the final 3 games of this series in Kannapolis. We know the Woodpeckers had a tough time last time they went there, but it's a new half to the season. They come in 6-6 into that final 3-game stretch. I think they go into that stretch of 3 games and say, hey, we need to take 2 out of 3, force a split at the very least in this series, and prove to the Cannonballers that, hey, we end up seeing you in the second half once again, which they will, or if you see them in the postseason, we are a team that you don't want to mess with, and we are a team more than capable of knocking you off on your home turf. And it should be a really fun close to this series, and again, probably another great crowd in Kannapolis tomorrow night.
Eldrin Bautista gets the win tonight. 7-3 is his new record for the Woodpeckers. Yariel Santos suffers the loss. He falls to 3-5. Our final time of game, 2 hours and 45 minutes, in front of a Segra Stadium July 3rd Independence Day celebration crowd of 5,338. We hit the road tomorrow. Colin and I will be with you in Kannapolis, North Carolina for a 6:30 p.m. start at Atrium Health Ballpark. Expecting a big visiting crowd for that one, so the Woodpeckers head to the hostile environment, and we'll play game 4 and 5, 6 of this series on July 4th, 5th, and 6th, carrying on through Saturday, off on Sunday and Monday before the Woodpeckers head to Augusta to take on the Green Jackets at SRP Park. Thanks again so much for tuning us in tonight, everybody. 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors, the final line score for Kannapolis. Fayetteville with 2 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. The Woodpeckers fall to 35-43. Kannapolis improves to 46-32, now 5-7 in the second half. The Woodpeckers to .500 in the second half at 6-6. That's it for our radio broadcast tonight. Stick around if you're on MILB.TV. We'll be with you for a post-game wrap-up on there as well, and in-house here at Segra Stadium. Woodpeckers fall 7-2. Good night on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. Back in a moment on MILB.TV.
Been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.